time for Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. Benedict and Raven football is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa dealer. Don't forget you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store, and you can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net.
Place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You're listening to Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. The Everwell Health pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joel Osborne starts right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Getting ready for, hard to believe, the final game of the regular season today, and Coach Joel Osborne of the Ravens joins us. Coach, last week it was a little chilly, it was a little windy, and it was a great, great win for Benedictine on the road.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. I was really proud of our kids. I thought, you know, we didn't get off to a great start offensively. We stalled there, 3-3 and outs in the first four drives, but I tell you what, our defense, they were up to the task. They had four drives in a row where the ball was inside the 50-yard line, and we only gave up 7 total points. So I knew once we got through that and we got the win in our back in the second quarter, we were going to be in good shape, and I was really proud of them. You know, the turnover we created before half, the forced fumble led to a touchdown. That put us up 10-7. And then start of third quarter, stop on the fake field goal was huge, and then we went down and scored and went up 17-7 and never looked back. And I thought our defense was really the key to the game.
I think it absolutely was. That turnover and that score after trailing early in the game to go up just at halftime and then go into the second half with the lead, I thought that was really pivotal.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And it gave us our kids a lot of confidence and kind of settled us down a little bit. And then from there, offensively, we were really able to establish the run. And we just kind of stayed with it, you know. And our guys really imposed their will, and we were physical. It's our fourth game in the last 5 games. We've rushed for over 300 yards. And I was really proud of our offensive line, our tight ends, and our backs for how they performed.
The fake field goal, did you see it coming?
Yeah, because they did it 2 weeks before against MNU. And so our call was inside pressure, dropping our edge guys out. And because we dropped them out, they couldn't block us. And then our corner, Nehemiah Hicks, made a heck of a play in open field. And it was only 4th and 4. So it wasn't like he had a long ways to go. And it was one of their best athletes, their quarterback, and he made a great open field tackle.
Your team, as the season has gone along, has done whatever it's taken to win. I mean, some of these games, you know, you're able to, you know, put the ball, move the ball downfield, and Jackson's, you know, thrown for to 10 guys. But last week, they kind of took that away. He only was able to throw to 5 guys. And if I thought Zimmerman was going to have one catch on the day, I'd have been really worried. Okay.
Right.
But so what you've done is evolved, and you make the adjustments that you need to. The running game has really now become another facet the teams have to worry about, and that ground game has become really impressive.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think Xavier Gorgi is a phenomenal player. He's running behind a really good offensive line. We were talking the other day, you know, Rashad Beckham, he started 47 games in his career here, and that's a lot of football. And he's making all the calls for and directing our traffic up front. And we got a lot of cohesion and chemistry with their offensive line. And they're playing really well right now. So, and then, you know, Tanner, and what goes unnoticed is Tanner and Tyler Watson, all the blocking they do in the run game. And they're doing a phenomenal job right now. So it's a good recipe for success, especially when the weather turns. You know, we're going to get some good weather today, but you know, when that weather turns cold, we've got to be able to run the ball.
Yeah, no question about it. And you do have, with Witherspoon coming back and getting mm-hmm. better and getting back into the flow of things, and maybe Hernandez is going to get back and kind of into the flow of things. You've proven here in the last 3 weeks, you know, you got 6-7 guys who can carry the football.
Yeah.
But that offensive line, I can't talk about them enough. Love those guys. This is where it happens, in the trenches.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We knew coming into the season that's where we had the most experience, and we have good size, good athleticism. They're strong, they're physical, and it has showed up.
Now, their team's got to show up for a big one here today. You're at home. You got Mid-America. Let's be honest. They've been a thorn here the last couple of years.
Yeah, they have. They've done a nice job. You know, Coach Cordova is new to being the head coach, but he's not to being in the program. He was their D coordinator previous to this, and they've done a nice job. They've got some really tough losses, lost by 3 on the road at William Penn earlier in the season. William Penn's 9-1 right now, poised to be a playoff team. And then they had Grandview on the ropes a couple weeks ago at home and lost by 4 to Grandview, and we know how tough they are to play against. So MNU is very capable. They have pretty good quarterback play, dynamic offensive weapons. Defensively, they have athletes. And, yeah, we've got to be ready to go today.
So how do you beat them? What's it take? I mean, you probably watched some of that Baker film. I mean, they must have given you some clues.
Yeah, for sure. I think Baker started to turn them over, and that was a huge deal in that game. And you got to be able to run the football and create explosives through the pass game as well, too. And then on special teams, I think we got to try to get an advantage there. They've given up 3 returns for touchdowns on kickoffs this year. So they've kind of shored that up, but, you know, we're hoping we can expose them in special teams as well, too, and we've got to continue to stay solid there.
Your special teams have been incredible. Not only has your field goal kicker set a school length, distance, record, but your punter, there's nothing I like better than a punter that never punts, and he doesn't much, and he doesn't have to.
Yeah, Scotty hasn't had to punt a whole lot this year. I thought
Saturday
he did.
One
of the big plays on Saturday was his last punt in the first quarter into a 30-mile-an-hour headwind, and he boomed that 57 yards and flipped the field. And, boy, that was a big play, and he was jacked up, and it was great to see him make a big play for his team and flip that field. And then after that, then we had the field position advantage after he flipped the field.
And what Scotty did is he learned from the first 2 punts that he kicked high, and he brought that one down.
Yeah, he did. He just pierced the wind, and it was a great punt. It was like hitting a golf shot when you just pierce that wind and keep it low and let it go. So, that was a big play.
Important for the guys to understand that this game is crucial. I mean, you could be 9-1, but this game means a lot for so many reasons. Yeah. I mean, there's a handful of reasons that's huge.
Yeah, so what's on the line this weekend? We have a share already of the conference title, which we've shared it the last 2 years. Okay, so we know how that feels. Today we have a chance to win it outright. We have not done that since 2022. So one of our goals this year in the offseason, we've talked about it all year, is to win an outright conference championship. And so that has kept us on track to every week's most important game, and that now it's this game. And if we win this game, what that means is we'll check some things off of our goal board. One of the goals is to win the outright conference title. Another is to make the playoffs. And another is to get a home field advantage in the playoffs. So that'll happen if we get this win on Saturday. And our boys, they've had a great week. They're focused, and they know this is the most important thing right now is this game. It's not the playoffs. It's not seeding. It's being in the moment, be where our feet are, and just have that mindset of we've got to play really well in these 3 hours.
Yeah, see, I'm sure that's what you've been telling the guys. You can only do what you can impact. And these other things are all interesting, but you can only take care of what you can take care of.
Yeah, for sure. And our guys are focused, and we've had a good week of practice. And, you know, we've got a veteran group. I'm really, really proud of how they handle themselves. You know, I looked at my notes from last year. One of the things in our game last year at MNU was all the penalty yards we had. And some of those were personal fouls. And so that's one of the things, I always say knock on wood, but that's one of the things we have not done this year to ourselves is hurt ourselves through penalties. We've been disciplined. You know, guys, they keep their head on straight. And they know that, hey, I got to be ready for the next play. And, you know, we've got a disciplined team.
Coach, we've got a beautiful day. The place is packed. It's always packed. I mean, there's nothing new about that. And we're wishing you the best of luck on this one today, and we look forward to seeing what we learn on Sunday.
Thanks so much, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, your home for Benedict and Raven football here on CARE Radio. The Amberwell Health pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Show Keys to the Game coming up next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
We're getting set for Raven football this afternoon. It's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Let's start on the offensive side. I'd like to see the offense get the passing game tuned up and ready to go for the playoffs. Jackson Dooley has struggled a little bit in the early going of games. I'd like to see him start a little hotter this afternoon. Flip it to the defensive side. Get after the quarterback. Mid-America's quarterback has thrown double-digit interceptions this season. I'd like to see the defense be able to take one away. And above all else, stay healthy, as this is the last game before the playoffs start. You'd like to go into the playoffs as healthy as possible. Do all those things, and it should be a fantastic senior day for the Ravens. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show, here on Hot Country 93.7, home of Benedict and Ravens football. We now go live to the stadium for Raven football, where Tom and Gus Kouse are standing by for live play-by-play and in-game analysis right here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
It's time for Benedict and Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedict and College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college football this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA. The Benedict and Ravens are playing host to Mid-American Nazarene. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. Of course, he's back at the CARE Sports Studios where he's constantly working. He's producing and engineering our ball game today here in the booth. Gus Couch to my left, Case to my right, and I'm like a rose between thorns up here today. Gus, for coming to the game today. It is Senior Day 2025 for Benedict and Ben. For the Ravens, you've been a player on senior day, and you know that as soon as this thing is over, you put stuff away, and you're never going to put it on again. But for this Benedictine team, it's a different kind of senior day. It's got to be a little bit of a different feel when you know, I'm not done, and I hope I'm a long way from being done.
Yes, here we are. It's senior day. You're looking at game 11 for Benedictine right now, 9-1 overall, 5-0 in the South. And for them, you're kind of looking at the horizon knowing that, with any luck, you're not playing next week, but you are playing the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So should be an exciting game. And Mid-America has been one of those teams over the last couple of years that have caused the Ravens a little bit of grief. They've lost their last two. The last time Benedictine beat Mid-America was back on November 12th of 2022 here at Wilcox Stadium.
Ravens have won the flip of the coin, elect to defer, and Christian Clovey kicks it away. And I think it's going to go 8-9 yards deep into the end zone and be down right there. Gus, you touched on it right there, as the Pioneers are going to bring their offense out to begin the ball game today. Here's the deal. Mid-America, if you are Coach Cordova, even though he's a first-year guy, he knows his staff and he knows his team, and he's got to be telling them all week, you know what? Benedictine's good, but we got their number. We had their number last year. We had their number the year before. We have been successful recently against Benedictine, and that's all true.
Yep, and you talk about Coach Cordova. He's a first-year head coach, but he is looking at like his fourth year on the staff. He was the defensive coordinator for 3 years. Now he's moved over to head coach and offensive coordinator. Kind of an interesting shift.
It's a 1st and 10 for the Pioneers from their own 29-yard line. Handoff running back hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be dropped for the loss of a yard or two. There's old Blake Castillo. We're going to be talking a lot about the Ravens, a lot about the seniors, and Blake Castillo is one of them out of Maryville. No, they're going to get him back to the line of scrimmage. They will call it no gain of 2nd and 10. Quarterback Drew Miller out of Helias in Jeff City, Missouri for Mid-America. 2nd down 10 from their own 25. They're going to run the same play. It's going to go into the right side with gaping hole. He's going to pick up 6 yards. Slash into the outside, running back Devin Andrews. And the Ravens are going to bring him down with D.N. Jonathan Crow. Because you like Jonathan Crow.
I do. He's 6 foot, sophomore out of Blythe, California. But he's a guy who typically likes to go downhill from that defensive end position. I just like the way he attacks the ball. Now, Mid-America facing a 3rd down. Last week, they were 50% on 3rd down.
Motion to the left side on a 3rd down for their own 31. QB, 3-step drop, fires one over the middle, and a leaping catch, and he's going to make the catch, and it looks like he's right at the 1st down stick. Well, I tell you what, that was an athletic effort. Isaac Lopez is over there for the Ravens to make the initial contact. But they're going to move the chains, and Mid-America keeps his initial drive alive.
Yeah, talk about Isaac Lopez. He also would have been a high school teammate of Drew Miller, both of them out of Helias in Jeff City.
Pioneer running backs are not big guys, okay? Devin Andrews is back there now. He's listed at 5'7 and a 175. He is neither of those, but he is a junior from Lee Summit. Quarterback back to throw on a 1st down, fires one over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. Should have been picked.
Yeah, coming across the middle of the field was Dylan Witherspoon looking to make the interception. Couldn't quite haul it in. An incomplete pass brings up 2nd and 10. You talk about this running back room for Mid-America. We're going to see a lot out of Devin Andrews. But the guy who's really come on as a home run hitter for him in the last couple weeks is the freshman, Aaron Johnson, number 42. He's a freshman out of St. Louis by way of CBC. 15 carries last week for 137 yards.
2nd down 10 of their own 36-yard line. They stack receivers to the left side. Hand off to the running back. He'll try the middle. Gets 2. Not much there. It's a Raven front because they have been superb all year. And again, it's already Isaac Lopez getting more mentions. 3rd down and 9 for the Pioneers. We're 2 minutes into the ball game, scoreless here in Atchison, Kansas. College football from Benedictine here in Atchison. Glad to have you with us. It is a gorgeous day. Boy, Chamber of Commerce, Chamber Lady Jill, best order this one up. 71 degrees at kickoff. Beautiful, clear, sunny skies. Little breeze, not bad. 3rd down and 9. Mid-America looking to keep this first drive alive. Quarterback is back to throw. Fires one left side. Got a man in. Incomplete. And again, nearly picked by Dylan Witherspoon. Because he's had his hands on 2 passes, either which he might have, with a huge effort, been able to haul in.
Yeah, Dylan Witherspoon on that first possession had his shot at a couple of those. Won't get either one of them, but it will bring the punt unit out for Mid-America. And for Benedictine, going to be Lagapuana back deep at his own 30.
And for Mid-America, the punter is also the kicker. That's Luke Hardman. He's out of Pella, Iowa, a redshirt freshman, standing at his own 22. Going to be kicking into this breeze. JoJo's at the Raven 30-yard line. So the Raven's anticipating about a 40-yard kick. Let's see what he's able to muster here. Taking at the ankles and kick nearly blocked. High kick. JoJo, fair catch at the 33.
That time the ball got up into that 12-mile-per-hour wind, and it just kind of knocked that thing down. And for Benedictine, good starting field position here.
Just a few very, very high stratus clouds up there. Really, really just nothing stopping a gorgeous afternoon. If you could be in Atchison, Kansas, in the middle of November, and it's 71, 72 degrees in the afternoon, hey, you're living very well. Here come the Ravens with their first offensive possession of the afternoon. It is 19 degrees higher right now than the average day today in November. Wow. Ravens back to dome, going deep, over the middle, he's got his man caught over the shoulder, inside the 30, 25, it's Titan Osborne to the 20-yard line. I'll tell you what, if you can just pick up 50 yards in a crack, that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that was a nice job, Titan Osborne in one-on-one coverage, and it was good coverage for the Pioneers right there. But Titan just goes up, steals that ball away, nice job, and all of a sudden, Ravens are cooking one pass in, and you talk about the way that Jackson Dooley throws the ball against Mid-America. We're going to go a little deeper into those numbers here in a few minutes.
That is an interesting little story to follow. Right now, handoff left side. Witherspoon tries to dance out. Nothing there. Second and 10.
That time coming up to make the stop. John Brown, the senior out of Garland, Texas. His 89th tackle of the season. He is a tackling machine for Mid-America. Coming into this ballgame, how about this? Jackson Dooley has played and started now against Mid-America twice already. This will be his third start. He has completed 45 of his 76 passes for 686 yards, 9 touchdowns, and only 1 interception in 2 starts against the Pioneers.
Benedictine, second and 10 at the Pioneer 22. This time it's going to be Ugorji to the 20, Ugorji to the 15, Ugorji to the 10. First and goal, Ravens at the 9.
What a job right there by Xavier Ugorji working off the left side. Jeremiah Smith, the safety out of Houston, Texas, comes up and makes his 33rd tackle of the season. But looks like we might have a penalty over there on that corner. There it is.
Holding offense number 2. Holding fourth foul.
It's going to be against the wide receiver. It is going to be a little ways down the field, so Benedictine's going to pick up some yardage on this play. But a tough break right there is he had a receiver blocking out on an island.
So the penalty is going to cost Benedictine a bunch of yards, cost you, of course, your first down gain, but Ravens are going to make an adjustment with personnel. It's going to bring up a second down at about 15, 16. And into the game, got the guy we really like watching play. It's Tyler Watson checking in. Tyler is going to go to the right side. Now they're going to split him all the way out. He is the Swiss Army knife for this Benedictine offense. Second down long. Quarterback back. Steps up in the pocket. Looking. Goes late. Gets his man at the 20 to the 15. Breaks a tackle to the 10. Runs over defenders to 5. Shoves more defenders to the 3-yard line. That's a first and goal. What a catch and carry. It's TZ.
Tanner Zimmerman. How about this? The Olathe West product gets out of town, comes to Benedictine, and he's done nothing but just carve up this Mid-America defense. 15 catches, 267 yards, and 3 touchdowns coming into this ballgame in starts against the Pioneers.
And the Ravens looking at it first and goal. The wraparound handoff. Here's Ugorji. Dances outside, dives. He's short by a half a yard.
That time, he did a nice job of trying to let that blocking develop. He was following Harrison Schmidt along with Jacoby Hinton on that left side and just couldn't quite get himself into the end zone. Now, the Benedictine Ravens going to bring in Tyler Watson, we talked about him a moment ago, that kind of Swiss Army knife.
Okay, here's a Raven front. It's seen today, right? From left tackle to right tackle, it's senior. We'll talk about all of those guys this afternoon. This is an experienced and talented and productive line. Here's a handoff. Ugorji, touchdown, Raven. Xavier takes it off the A-gap on the left side and goes in from a yard out. And with 9:40 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine with their first possession of the day goes into the end zone.
Yeah, great push right there by the Raven offensive line following Rashad Beckham and Jacoby Hinton. And when it was all said and done, you gorge you halfway through the end zone, able to get the Ravens' first point of the day.
PAT coming up. Christian Kloby will kick. Jackson Dooley will hold. And the long snap from Abram Phillips. It is down and up and good, and we're taking a timeout. Benedictine, a 6-play, 67-yard drive, took 2:36 to go into the end zone. Timeout of the field at 9:40 to go in the first. Benedictine, 7, Mid-America, nothing.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
A
Benedictine and Christian Kloby getting set to kick it away, Gus, for the second time in about 5 minutes. 9:40 to go in the opening quarter, and the Ravens have broken on top, 7-0. The kick, the last one, goes into the end zone. This one will go to the goal line, and they're bringing it out. Up the left side comes Ayon Carter. He'll try to the 15, and that's where he'll stop. Ravens with superb kick coverage, and Gus, they have had that great kick coverage absolutely all year long. And a guy who loves special teams, Blake Dapkus, makes the coverage.
Yeah, Blake Dapkus is one of the best special teams players that the Ravens have as far as coverage guys. He's blocked a couple punts this season. He's always in on those tackles. And when you're talking kick coverage, the two guys you're usually talking about, Colby Sexton and Blake Dapkus. So nice job by the Ravens getting down there. And for the Pioneers, looking at a long field.
Dapkus has more touchdowns than some running backs for the Raven opponents this season. First and 10. Benedictine at his own 16-yard line. Quarterback Miller, Andrews, the running back, going to take the handoff, goes outside, tries to get to the edge, crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll get a yard before he's swarmed over. Excellent lateral pursuit to the outside, Cole Johnson and Blake Castillo.
Yeah, Cole Johnson, and playing that defensive end on the right side, he came up the field and then just chased it down from behind. Castillo forced the running back to slow up for a second. Cole Johnson able to clean it up in a one-yard gain. Going to bring up 2nd and 9 for the Pioneers.
Mid-America, 7-3 coming into the ball game at 4-1 of the conference. Coming out of the pistol, Miller is going to shift his running back to the outside. Andrews swings out to the wing. QB will fire at this side. Caught at the 20, turning it up and short of the first down. They're going to say the tackle's around the 18-19 by Isaiah Haston.
That's the kind of pass that Mid-America is going to have to do a lot today, is that quick pass. And they've been really successful with it over the last few years, is get the ball out of the quarterback's hands right away and allow those receivers to be playmakers in space. And that time, able to pick up about 6, and they're going to be looking at a 3rd and 2.
Aaron Johnson will enter the game for the this third down play. You talked about him out of CBC. Third down and a couple from their own 24-yard line for Mid-America. Ravens with the early 7-0 lead. QB will send his wide out motion to the middle of the field, hand off to his running back. He'll try the outside, puts his head down, going to get a first down across the 25, pushes it up to around the 27-yard line, 1st and 10. For Mid-America, Gus, you look at Nehemiah Hicks making that stop. Mid-America's uniform today reminds me a lot of the one we saw last night for the Riverside Cyclones. It is a white on white with the, again, I'm calling it a North Carolina blue lettering, numbers, and trim.
Yeah, they've kind of gone to that powder blue, and it's a lot like, do you remember the old Mid-America women's uniform, the basketball jersey? Is that same powder blue.
Quarterback is back to throw. Picked off as a penalty marker. Sales. Are they going to call a pass interference on Benedict?
Yeah, we might get a hold right there against the Ravens. The cornerback got a little handsy out there. Nehemiah Hicks, who's Dylan Witherspoon, has had 2 opportunities. That time he cashes in, but we're going to get a penalty.
Holding offense, number 60, 10-yard penalty from the previous spot, automatic first down.
So that's a tough break right there for the Ravens, and now we're going to see them freshen up that defensive line. They're going to go to that second group that's, I'm telling you, no drop-off. Joseph Abram, Xavier Hernandez, Dylan Bennett, and Jonathan Crow will be the defensive line right now.
So Mid-America, by virtue of the penalty, is going to have its best field position of the afternoon. 1st and 10 at its own 37-yard line. Exactly midpoint of the opening quarter, 7.5 to play. Quarter one here in Atchison, Kansas, and the Ravens leading it 7-0. They have trips right. Now, quarterback Drew Miller's changing the play. Going to direct an additional blocker to the left side. Handoff running back straight up the middle. A big run to the 50-yard line. Devin Andrews explodes for 14 yards.
Isaac Lopez finally able to make the tackle, but not before Mid-America able to get into Raven territory across the midfield to the 48-yard line. But that was an explosive run right there by the junior at a Lee Summit.
1st and 10. For Mid-America, you've got George Dennis, 6'5", 295. Justin Miller, 6'3", 310. Blaine Blevins, 6'3", 305. Garrett Davidson, 6'2", 290. And Zach Malister, 6'3", 315. QB is going to hand up in the middle. There's not much this time. Maybe a yard. Certainly no more than that. 2nd and 9, Mid-America, but they're in Raven territory at the Benedictine 47.
That time, Raven's able to close it down quickly, and getting back there was maybe Isaac, yeah, Isaac Lopez in on the stop right there. He's had a really good start to this ballgame.
Benedictine in an interesting uniform combination. The red jerseys, white pants, black helmet, white lettering and trim. Check it down, nine.
I'll say it. It's my least favorite combination.
Okay. I'm not fighting with that. QB play action over the middle. It's going to be caught. 35-30. Breaks a tackle. Down inside the 25-yard line and down to the 22. Nice catch and carry by Sam Gonzalez. He's out of Daytona.
Yeah, he's the leading receiver for this Mid-America team coming into the ballgame. 49 catches for 771 yards. And a quick, explosive play for Mid-America right there now sets him up just outside the 20 at the 22-yard line, first and 10.
And they're hurrying. Quarterback is back to throw again. Fires one over the middle. Intercepted at the 2. Up it comes to the 10. Bouncing outside. Outrunning a defense to the 20. 5. Up to the 30. Cuts back in the middle. 35. 40. 5. 50. Look at him go. 40. Inside the 40-yard line to the 38. It's Isaiah Haston. What an INT. And then combine that, Gus, with a 60-yard return.
So the problem with Isaiah Haston is he's a safety that also plays wide receiver. He thwarted that touchdown by stepping right in front of the receiver there and then says, wait a second, I know what to do with the ball in my hands. Nice return, taking it all the way across midfield. And now the Ravens with a chance to really slam the door here. And the officials trying to get people off the field is there are fans that have now got out on the field.
I'm not sure what's going on. We're going to see if they're – I think they think they're taking a break and giving somebody an honor out here.
Hold on.
Because you got things happening. I'm going to tell you, let's go back to Isaac.
On the field for media.
Okay. Well, you want to take the media right now? Or
We've got
a second if you want to finish your thought.
I'd like to finish my story. Here's the deal. Isaiah Haston, he was doing his best Eric Dickerson. Did you see the great lateral movement and the cutback runs and stuff? He was just absolutely spectacular. As if the Raven running back room wasn't crowded enough. If you needed one, there's one, because you know he could go.
Isaiah could play safety, wide receiver. Put him in the backfield. Let him run the football. That was an excellent job by Isaiah Haston. And for Isaiah, interception number 7, you know what that means? He's now one away from tying Shim Johnson's 8.
Wow. Do you remember American Pie when the marching band refused to yield the lyric? Well, it was the presentation didn't want to leave the field for that one. Hey, we got to talk about, we're just going to burn this one up here. We're going to talk about the sports day that we have coming away here on Kid Radio. Of course, Raven football going on right now. And then a little bit later, it's going to be 5 o'clock, Benedictine Lady Raven basketball. And then at 7, the Benedictine men basketball team, as they will both start Heart of America Athletic Conference play this evening in the Nolan Gymnasium. We're going to be there with them. William Penn is coming to town. And my guess, let's see, what time is it? It's 1:17. The game's down Bethany, maybe, somewhere along in there.
Yeah.
Stopping in for a little buffet.
Yeah. There you go.
So
my biggest part of that whole trip was, you know, there were two portions. Get to Cameron, get back to 35 from Oskaloosa,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, when you're coming from Oskaloosa back to Ashton, when you get back to 35, all of a sudden the trip just seems like it's downhill from there.
Exit 56, in case you're curious where you cut off.
Maybe. So, after the media timeout, Raven offense will finally break the huddle, and they're going to come out with a much different formation and set of guys that I think they were going to try to race out onto the field and maybe try to rush a touchdown right there instead. They're going to reset a little bit, and we'll see how they attack this.
Referees over talking to Benedictine quarterback Jackson Dooley. Ravens have a 1st and 10. They're going to begin this series after that great interception and return at the Mid-America 38-yard line. Jackson is going to have Xavier Ugorji behind him at the running back spot. Receiver to the near side is going to be Titan. Receiver to the far side is going to be JoJo. They're going to wing to the left side with Tyler Watson. And again, the officials trying to get things ironed out, and
there we go.
Hasn't gone real smoothly here in this opening quarter like that. 1st and 10, BC. Now they're going to bring Tyler into the fullback spot. Give to Xavier. Look at the hole. He'll bust into the middle and an ankle tackle after a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, nice little run right there by Ugorji finally coming up to make the stop on the play. I've got Matthew Patek, a junior out of Hillsboro, Kansas. So Tyler Watson out of Hillsboro, Missouri, and Matthew Patek out of Hillsboro, Kansas, makes it stop on the play.
Titans going to go to the far side now. So Ravens are going to shuffle in a different receiving core. Second down and make it five. Second and five, Benedictine inside the 35-yard line. Now they're going to shift back over to the far side. There's going to be LeBron filling that left slot. BC going left to right. QB fires it right side. It's going to be caught by Lagapuyana, and he's going to be bumped out of bounds. Got a first down, 25-yard line. Give the Ravens 9 and a first and 10.
That time, JoJo working in front of the cornerback over there, William Hankins. The senior makes the stop, but not before the Ravens able to pick up another quick first down right there. And for Benedictine, that's going to be their sixth first down of the quarter. Their fourth first down of the quarter. Mid America with five.
Ravens moving briskly right now. They're getting quickly back up over the football. Getting set, putting it back in play. First and 10 to the 25-yard line. Now you get Jackson sneaking a peek at the playlist. And he's back to throw. Wants to go over the middle. It's caught in the flat. In the middle, Titan at the 15, to the 10. It's another first and goal, Benedictine. Titan Osborne with the catch and carry.
Titan Osborne is so explosive when he catches that ball. That time he came inside, made the catch, turned around, and then found just a little bit of a lane. He was able to exploit it, get all the way down inside the 10. They're going to mark him down at the 9. It'll be first and goal right there for Benedictine.
That is going to bring Tanner Zimmerman into the game and bring Jackson out. Isaiah Haston is going to be in. The guy with the interception, maybe he's going to score the touchdown off that series. He's in, wide out to the left. First and goal at the 9. Handoff. Running in the middle, Ugorji. There's just not much there. He may have gotten a yard. Didn't get any more than that. So it's going to bring up a second and goal. Tyler Jones out of Goldsmith, Texas. That's kind of a fun name.
Yeah, Tyler Jones has got a really good defensive end size at 6'5", 240 pounds.
Ravens all looking over to the near sideline at head coach Joel Osborne. Is Benedictine 9-1 on the season, having won 8 in a row, 5-0 in a conference. They're going to bring in Chase Sikarski. They're loading up with blockers. And again, you're going to win. Watson at the fullback. Hand off Ugorji to the 5. It's a 3, maybe a 2. Now they're going to mark a 3-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd and goal. Elijah McFadden. He's a Manhattaner.
Yeah, out of Manhattan High, and his former high school team had a really good win last night. They knocked off the number one team in Class 6A, Mays. So Manhattan High, one step away from a state title game.
Okay, this is tough for the Ravens. You're at the 3. Third and goal. Going to want to punch it in here. You're going to bring Witherspoon as a running back. You've had great success, so throwing the ball, how do you attack this? Motion to the left, Isaiah Haston in there. Quarterback's back, throws right, has a man catching it in the end zone. Casey for the score. Touchdown, Ravens.
Nice little sliding catch right there by Tanner Zimmerman. And he comes over and celebrates with his left guard, Jacoby Hinton. Hinton went to pick him up and almost threw him right over his shoulders right there for Tanner Zimmerman. That's going to be his first touchdown of the day, his 10th touchdown of the season, and his 4th touchdown against Mid-America in his career.
Wow. Last week, one catch for Tyler and a score. Coach, I talked about that in the pregame show. He's been so productive. Looking for the PAT. Christian puts it up and through it. We're going to take another timeout. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. The Ravens have exploded early. It's Benedictine 14, Mid-America nothing.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
The third time in the opening quarter, Christian Klobe getting set to kick the football away. Gosh, you got to remember, too, the Ravens are going to get the ball to begin the second half. Devin Andrews and Ion Carter are back inside the 5-yard line. First kick went 9 yards deep. Second one to the goal line and was returned. This one is going to be returnable and caught a yard deep, and they're going to bring it out. Straight up the middle at the 10, hit at the 15, down at the 20, maybe the 19-yard line. Devin Andrews with the return. And once again, here comes the Mid-America offense. Now, in their defense, guys, Mid-America on that previous possession, they moved the ball downfield pretty well. A couple of Benedictine penalties helped them, but they were able to pass the ball particularly over the middle and got that thing frighteningly close to the end zone before the Haston interception.
Yeah, Isaiah Haston was able to make that interception somewhere around the 5-yard line. So for Mid-America, looking to kind of pick up and build on that last possession.
Here we go, 1st and 10. Quarterback Drew Miller. Little jet to the left side, hands off running back. He'll try to sweep to the corner. The linebacker comes up, pushes him out of bounds for 0 gain. Excellent pursuit and try to get to the outside. Zane Hall, or rather, or Devin Andrews, but Dylan Witherspoon. Witherspoon's been everywhere.
Yeah, Witherspoon's been very active today. He's done a really nice job of moving sideline to sideline and kind of doing anything this Raven defense has asked of him. He's kind of slid from that linebacker to safety type position, kind of playing that hybrid right now.
Ravens with the 4 down linemen. Motion will go over to the right side. They'll go trips wide side. Hand off running back. No, they'll throw to the back out of the backfield, and he runs into a block and a Raven defender, and it's a loss of yardage. And what a play. Was that Anthony?
Hicks? Yeah, Nehemiah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Nehemiah Hicks doing a great job right there of just pushing the blocking receiver into the intended receiver, able to make a tackle on that play. And for Mid-America, they're now looking at a 3rd and 10.
Benedictine is going to make an adjustment or two in the lineup. You got Joseph Abrams in defensively. No, that's not Jackson Dooley. That's Joseph Abrams wearing that 15 on the defensive side. 3rd and 10. Mid-America, they need to get some points, need something. Ravens with the pressure, the pass is over the middle, and it's intercepted, taken away at the 45-yard line. That was precipitated by the incredible pressure on the quarterback, Sakori Thomas, with the catch. But, Gus, what incredible pressure by Zach Lacombe. He put a hit on Drew Miller, and Drew made a mistake.
Yeah, Zach Lacombe came up from that middle linebacker position, was not picked up. The quarterback's got to realize if that's the high guy, you better get rid of the ball quickly. And that time threw it out over the middle. And the junior out of Punta Gorda, Florida, makes a stop on the play in his 2nd interception of the season. Punta Gorda, isn't that kind of up in the Siesta Key, Tampa-ish area?
I think that's right. We'd have to check in with our resources in the 954 on all of that. Quarterback back to throw, 1st down. Oh, my goodness, so much time for Dooley. Now he's just going to step out of bounds and gain a yard or two and reset this thing.
Yeah, he really wanted to go deep, but he only had one player deep in the pattern, and that was JoJo, and JoJo was being guarded very closely over there by William Hankins. And Hankins is a big guy. He's 6'1", 180 pounds. So, again, didn't like what he saw there, ran the ball, and you know what else I like? Stepped out of bounds. Pick up 3 yards, and for the Ravens, they will have to snap it one more time here in this 1st quarter.
That's when you have a smart quarterback, got a lot of experience, and he has just been so, so good for this team. 2nd down, 8. Ravens inside the 45-yard line. Flyer pass over to the near side, taken by Titan. Cuts it to the middle of the 40. Stiff arms the defender to the 36. He's just short of the 1st down as the 1st quarter ends. We got a timeout on the field here in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back. 2nd quarter coming up. The score, Benedictine 14, Mid-America nothing.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
We're set to go to the 2nd quarter. Good to have you along with us here on CAIR Radio. That's KAIRFM, Wharton, Atchison. Benedictine leading in the contest 14-0 over their visitors from Mid-America in a game that will settle the championship of the Heart South.
I know, right?
That is, yeah.
So, who you're, yeah.
So, these two teams taking plenty of time. We had our little bit extended minute between the first and second quarters. But you look at those numbers, guys, for Benedictine. The scoreboard, the stat numbers, they match.
Yeah, for Benedictine, 14 plays in the first quarter for 123 yards. Mid-America, 16 plays for 64 yards. Right now, the big thing for Mid-America has been the two turnovers. And you go back to our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. I said Benedictine's defense needs to force some turnovers. Two already in the first quarter. Also wanted to see the passing game get started quickly. 104 passing yards for Jackson Dooley to start this game. He is, well, throwing the ball pretty well.
And we come out of the I formation. The handoff to the tailback goes straight into the middle and very close, but just short of the first down.
Yeah, that time running off the right side was Witherspoon Dalton and ran right in to Trace Madrid, his right guard. So for Benedictine, now looking at a fourth and two.
Hey, hi, kids. So let's see what Benedictine's going to do here. Fourth down, you're going to leave the offense out there, right? You're going to be kicking into the wind. It's fourth down and short. You've been very successful advancing the football. We'll see where they catch up as Jackson Dooley with a running back to his left side. A little bit of motion. They're going to hand off in the pressure and the push and the shove in the middle, and he's going to pick it up. I was not so sure with that little quick movement by that running back that there was not a penalty involved here.
Well, he didn't get the first down initially, but then that second surge and a nice little push over there on the left side by Jacoby Hinton. He has been a guy who has been super active in the early going in this ballgame.
So Benedictine's going to move the sticks. We're a minute gone into the second quarter. Ravens in front here, 14-0. And Jackson Dooley, because he's doing all right, throwing the ball so far today, 6 of 6, triple digits already with one touchdown. A 300-plus quarterback rating, that's not too bad. They're going to swing over Tyler Watson into the left wing. Quarterback will hand off. Here's a jet sweep outside, 35-30, putting a head down. And Titan Osborne is going to take it down to around the 22-yard line, give him 8 on a first-down run.
That's something we've started to see in the last few weeks with Titan Osborne, is trying to get him involved in the running game. Last week had one carry for 17 yards, a nice little run right there, able to pick up about 7, and it'll bring up a 2nd and 3. Watson will check out. LeBron Jackson will come back into the game. The 6'2" senior out of Bakersfield, California.
Opportunity here for Benedictine. You might be looking with Witherspoon in the backfield. You might be looking at LeBron, maybe trying to stretch his hand out a little bit as you move into the wind. QB's back, throws it left side, has his man the undefendable play into the left flat. And again, you got the redshirt freshman out of Washburn Rural, Titan Osborne, with another catch this afternoon.
Yeah, there's just no defending that play. That time Titan Osborne able to run his defender off, come back to the football, and he does such a nice job of making a sure-handed catch, getting his feet down, and then stepping out of bounds. He's now going to move wide to the right side. Now they're going to tuck him in a little bit, come closer to TZ. Now, when they run this bunch set, a lot of times Zimmerman gets lost in the defense.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see Watson step back into the backfield. They're going to bring him in motion, have the lead block off the motion. The handoff, it bounced into the left side, and Witherspoon is not going to get much. Loses his bounce a little bit. It's going to fall inside the 15. They'll give him the 14-yard line. Saves forward progress, stopped after a 3-yard gain.
That time, Lance Jones, the senior out of Waco, Texas, comes up, makes his 53rd tackle of the season, and now for Mid-America, they're going to beef up that defensive line a bit, bringing Noah Rogers in, a redshirt freshman, a former Purple Dragon out of Pittsburgh.
Cameron Dover filling the slot to the right side. We have not seen Cameron out there today. And on a 3rd down 7, Benedictine, as they beef it up in the middle, maybe looking to spread the field and stretch it out just a little bit. They're going to keep Dalton Witherspoon in the backfield. He'll be to the right side, and they will hand off to Dalton. And because he just slow-walked that up there, and that play blew up before he ever got to the edge.
Yeah, nowhere to go right there. Lance Jones was able to close quickly, and it's been one of those things in the early going of this ballgame. We've seen Dalton not really hitting the hole with confidence. He's been slowing up, trying to see if those plays develop, and now he's going to check out for this 3rd down call. Back in will come Xavier Ugorji. Ugorji back into the ballgame, 6 carries, 17 yards, and a touchdown so far this afternoon.
Got Titan back into the right side. Cameron Dover back into the left side. You're going to have Isaiah Haston out there. So Benedictine with their maybe their fastest group of receivers, maybe not the biggest group, but their fastest group. Now here's TZ bouncing outside. QB's back throwing. His man's wide open, and a terrible pass is going to be incomplete. Hit him at the ankles.
So what they did is took Haston wide to the right, shuffled him in on a little bit of a motion, packed him up with TZ. The defense just got confused where everybody was, and Tanner Zimmerman was open, just to pass a little short. We're going to see Christian Klobe into the ball game. Christian out of Olathe South, a former Falcon, 8 of 10 on field goals
this season. Yep, set a school record a couple of games ago with a 55-yard win. This is going to be from 32 off the left hash, kicking into what has become a diminished wind now. Right foot soccer-style kicker held by Dooley, snapped by Abram. The kick is up. It's just to the right side, and he misses it. And we're going to get a break. So that snap was just a little off, and Jackson never really got it set down good. Taking a break, Joseph at 10:56 to go. We're in the opening half here at Atchison, Kansas, where it remains Benedictine 14, Mid-America nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Goal. Mid-America is going to try it. Quick run to the right side. Guess that was a bad idea. They're going to lose two. No hope in the world of getting to the edge as Ben Gilliland. How about Ben? The sophomore out of Van Meter, he's been really, really great all season.
Yeah, I've really liked what Ben Gilliland has been able to do. Case, I'll let you take that over for this drive. I like what Ben Gilliland has been able to do. They've called on him at different times this season, and he's one of those guys who can kind of hybrid between that safety outside linebacker, even defensive end if needed.
Second down, and they're going to give you a nice spot. Make it 11. Second and 11. The running back will bounce out, looks for a block, gets a block, angles to the far side. Pegs taken out from him just short of the 30-yard line by Dylan Witherspoon. Gain of 10, third and one.
Yeah, Benedictine off that missed field goal sets Mid-America up with pretty good field position, but that snap kind of came more to the body of Jackson Dooley. He had to field it, get it set down, and you could tell struggled to get that hold down and get a good clean kick off of it.
Quarterback Miller will keep Andrews in at the running back spot. Third and one. Mid-America needs this first down. They got to keep this drive alive if they're going to hope to get back into this ballgame. They hand up to the running back, and he's not going to get it. Boy, he got hit before the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose maybe a half to a yard. Ben Gilliland again. And for the Pioneers, you just don't have any choice. I mean, you'd like to go for it on fourth down, but you just don't dare. If you give the Ravens a ball on this short of field, in a minute you're going to be down three touchdowns, and they can't afford that. So in comes a punting unit, and for Mid-America, again, it is going to be kicker slash punter Luke Hardman. And for the Ravens, it'll be JoJo at the BC 25. Now, this wind behind Hardman for the first time today, I expect he's been kicking it high. I expect he's going to get a little yardage out of this thing. JoJo may not be deep enough.
I expect Benedictine's coming after the kicker here.
They got 10 guys on the line of scrimmage. Now they are going to drop back, and they're going to fake it. And the pass over to the left side is going to be cut. It's going to be complete, and there's markers down. It's coming back.
Yeah, we're going to have ineligible receivers down the field because that second pass wasn't backwards. It was actually forwards, and that's the problem with that play.
So our referee is going to, I can't imagine this taking him long to come up with this call. Here we go. I think he's got it squared up now.
Holding. Taking the team. Number 41.
All right, so 4th and 11. Gosh, 4th and 11 is a little different than 4th and 1, right?
A little different. And so for Mid-America, expect them to actually kick this ball away, but I didn't mind the play call of trying to fake it and make something happen.
8:43 to go in the first half. Mid-America will be punting the football away to the Ravens. Benedictine leading it 14-0. JoJo still at his own 35-yard line. And again, I expect this thing to be a rocket. Snapback is really good. Taking his time, the kick away is horrible. Off the side of his foot, spinning sideways, but a huge Mid-America bounce. A bad kick is going to turn into a fantastic result. It will come to rest inside the 20-yard line of the 19. That was a big, big kick.
How about that? 27 on the bounce.
That is fantastic. If you can get that, you don't want a real good kick. You know? If I get a roll like that. So for the Ravens.
You know what else that's going to do right there for Mid-America's punter? going to get him one more inside the 20. He has now 15 punts inside the 20 and has yet to have a touchback this season on punts.
We're going to get a media break. We're going to do it. Joseph, taking a break. That's 8:26 to go. We're in the opening half. Finances at Ravens 14, Pioneers nothing.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Great to have you with us on a spectacular mid-November afternoon. I just can't get over it. I'm accustomed to us coming up here, last home game of the year, senior day, middle of November, you know, wearing about three overcoats, a turtleneck sweater, and mittens, right? But here it is, 70-plus degrees and just beautiful clear skies. It is fantastic. The wind has subsided somewhat. It started off, you know, 12 miles an hour. The flags now are just barely wiggling a little outside. So it's really, really nice to the crowd. Yes, those shorts everywhere. Short sleeves. Yeah. No overcoats. No parkas out here today.
Yeah, you talk about this game in the past has been some cold days, some rainy days, some just awful end of season weather, but that is not the case here this afternoon. And for the Ravens, right now find themselves leading Mid-America 14-0 with 8:26 left here in the first half.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what Benedict's going to be doing tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, the day after the last regular season game, most teams are, you know, getting the laundry folded up and some mothballs thrown in the boxes with the jerseys. And a lot of schools are going to have torn jerseys that they put in the boxes and don't fix until the first game of the next year and they realize they still got holes in them. But that's another story. The Ravens tomorrow night are going to be huddled around the old TV screen and waiting to see at 6 o'clock what the NAIA National Office has in store for them for the postseason.
Hopefully, something good.
Hopefully something good. I've got a couple of preferences in my mind. Here's a quarterback back to throw. Jackson with traffic throws a pass, and it's going to go incomplete as the pass interference flag comes flying.
Got an interesting score. We'll get to it after we get this call.
Okay, pass interference or hold, defensive hold.
I think it might be a holding.
Holding.
Yeah.
Defense, number two.
Okay, what's the difference? The hold happens while the quarterback still has the ball.
Okay.
So pass interference is when the ball is in the air.
Okay.
And so it probably was a hold because he got stopped during his cut on that route.
And still almost caught it, by the way.
Yeah. Up at Dalzell Field in Dubuque, Iowa, it's senior day, and right now Grandview leads Clark 7-0 in the start of the second quarter.
I thought you were going to say 70-0 at halftime.
It could have been.
Quarterback is back to throw a pass, kind of tip, but it's going to be caught. Titan with a football, 35-yard line, and an individual effort gets him close to the first down. And with four defenders on Titan, a fly comes in from 10 yards deep in the backfield.
I think maybe a face mask at the end of that.
There's nothing Titan could have done to those four defenders pulling him down at a more general penalty.
Personal foul, face mask.
Personal foul. Face mask. Defense. Number 23.
15
yards added to the end of the line.
All right. So a nice catch is going to be added to with a big penalty.
Some of the scores going on around the conference right now at halftime. How about this? Central Methodist leading Missouri Valley 28-21. There is a whole lot of offense on the final day of the season. Same score for Peru and Culver as Peru leads Culver 28-21 at half.
Quarterback, it's a direct set to Ugorji. Fakes the pitch, keeps the ball, goes to 40-35, down to the 33-yard line. Xavier for 15, and that's
a little trickery.
I was going to say, nice little trickery right there as they lined up Ugorji in the backfield right there. And finally, Marcos Flores makes the stop, the senior out of Olathe East. But I like when you have Ugorji and Witherspoon back there as tandem backs.
They're going to bring Dooley back in to run the ball club. First and 10, Benedictine now at the 34-yard line. Jackson rolls left. He's got all day. There's nobody near him. Now he's just going to run with it. Gets a block, and he's got JoJo undefended in the end zone. And I don't know if he couldn't pick him out.
So other scores going on around the conference right now. William Penn, 21-7, early second quarter over St. Ambrose. And Baker leading Grayson 14-3. Missouri Baptist leads Missouri, or excuse me, Missouri Baptist leading William Woods 17-14.
Ah. All right, 9-yard pickup at the 25-yard line. It's second and one. Witherspoon. Again, here's the deal. Witherspoon knows where the hole is supposed to be, and he will hone in on that like a homing pigeon. Maybe the hole is there, maybe it's not, but he's going to go where the hole is. Lance Jones is where the hole is supposed to be, but he was back far enough for the Ravens to pick up a first down. I've got a question for you. You're right on all those scores, and some of them are pretty high-scoring games. It's senior day all over the place, right? I mean, if you haven't had it already, you're having it today. Let's say little Bobby is 100 yards short of some kind of a 1,000-yard a career or some rushing mark. Isn't Bobby getting fed?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. That will help move some of those numbers, I would think, on the last game. Back to throw. Quarterback going deep into the corner of the end zone. That's way too tall. I don't care how big Zim is. You ain't getting that one.
Jackson just dropped back and just delivered a missile to the back corner of the end zone.
Eli St. Justi out of McKinney, Texas. 6'2", 250-pound linebacker. That's not a typical guy that you see in coverage, right? 250-pound linebacker.
Probably why you liked that matchup out
maybe,
there.
Maybe, yeah. Second down, 10, Benedictine, still at the 23-yard line, deep in Mid-America territory. Swinging to the right side, Canner. Now here's a feed in the middle. Uh-oh, Ugorji to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Ravens. Xavier Ugorji back to the end zone.
And what a job of blocking out there by Tanner Zimmerman. He was right up on that safety, sealed it off, and Ugorji with a long touchdown run. And now, extracurricular.
Yeah, having a little fun out there. Ravens looking for their third PAT of the ball game. And here comes Christian Kobe. Now, you remember a moment ago, he was wide right on a kick, but, again, the snap was not very good, and Jackson unable to get it down. We'll see if Abram gets that ironed out right here. That was a great drive, wasn't it? Point after is up and good. So, a six-play, 81-yard drive took only 2:26. Ravens get on the scoreboard once again, and we're taking a break. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the half. Ravens increase their lead. Benedictine 21. Pioneers nothing.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Well, Benedictine getting set to kick it away again. Welcome back, everybody, to Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison. 6 minutes left in the opening half. Ravens with a 3-touchdown lead and a kick into the wind. Fielded at the 5. To the 10, up the numbers across the 20, hit at the shoulders, and down at the 26-yard line.
Nice job right there by the Raven kick coverage unit, able to get down the field and make the stop on the play, and that time it was going to be Colby Sexton. Colby, we talked about him early in the ball game, the junior or the freshman out of Jacksonville.
Here's a question for you. Let's play I'm A.J. Sambo, offensive coordinator for Mid-America. What has my team done well enough this year that I need to probably do more of it and try to get something on the board before halftime, because this is this possession will be their only possession before the half.
Run the ball.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think you've got to get Aaron Johnson, the freshman, going, because he has been a home run hitter for you in the last 2 weeks.
First down 10 at the 26, their own. Mid-America will hand off to their diminutive running back, and he is just smothered. Little Devin Andrews never had a chance because he slowed down looking for daylight that was not there. And Jason Anderson, who outweighs Devin Andrews by over 100 pounds, just swamped him.
Yeah, and right now we're seeing the running back room for Mid-America. The carries right now are going to Devin Andrews, and I get it. He's a junior, 5'7", 175, but again, Aaron Johnson is your better back.
Second down, 10, still at their own 26-yard line. Time getting away from Mid-America. It's getting away if they want to score in the first half, okay? And if they don't, then they're doing exactly the right thing. Here's a run into the middle, and he might have gotten a yard or two, but now it'll bring up a third down and long. Jason Anderson with the stop for Benedictine, and we've been talking about him all year. I talked to Coach about him today in the pregame, but look at those guys up front. Cole Johnson, Jason Anderson, Kevin Harris, Blake Castillo. And the Ravens just come right back with Joe Abrams and Xavier Hernandez and Dylan Bennett and Jonathan Crow. What a great group of defensive linemen. And they make it just so hard to run against.
Yeah, we've talked about it multiple times this season, but Benedictine might have the deepest defensive line group in the country.
Third down, 7. Deep drop. QB sets up Beebe over the middle. And I think he just finally ran out of time and threw in for Desmond Williams. It was well out of his reach. Dylan Witherspoon with the coverage. That gets a little bit, because that pass gets a little bit further and a little too deep. Isaiah Hastings out there playing center field.
I was going to say, Isaiah is really sharking around back there looking for his second interception of the day.
All right. We have got the only guy still out of the field is the center. Okay. And now he's waiting for everybody else to come out and join him. Here we go. Fourth down, 7. Pioneers are going to boot it away. JoJo at the Raven 25-yard line. Blaine Blevins, the long snap specialist. They faked one before. Not going to fake this one. That was a pretty snap. The kick, very nice. JoJo will run up, and he's returning it. JoJo at the 30, 5, 40, 50, 45. From behind, brought down at the 40-yard line. That was a very nice kick return, and JoJo tricked them all.
Yeah, it was being
including me.
I was going to say, it was a fantastic punt return right there for JoJo, and he is a guy who is explosive, but he's not a guy who returns many punts. He is back there on punt return. He does a nice job of fielding it, but as far as returns this season, Joseph, how about this? We are in game 11. That is the 9th punt return this season by JoJo.
Benedictine at the Mid-America 41-yard line. The net on that punt was not very much. Motion left. QB's back. He wants Titan. Going to take the short man instead, and it's Witherspoon out of the backfield for about 3.
Yeah, that time Titan had triple coverage.
That's a good idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. John Brown with the stop.
And can I tell you, though, I think even though he had triple coverage, Jackson still probably thought about throwing that ball in there because, again, Titan is so good at finding the ball and getting out there to attack the football.
43 defense for Mid-America. Pioneers 7-3. A good team coming into the game today. They would like a piece of the crown. The Ravens looking to stop that, setting up a little bit of a screen, and that one took forever. Cameron Dover gets hit from behind as he catches the ball. There'll be no gain. Third down, 5. Kevin Ledesma Garcia out of Pflugerville, Texas. Hey, Mid-America, because they recruit that Texas pretty hard.
Right? Yeah, and Kevin is a guy who actually had the lone interception last year for Mid-America against Benedictine. So he is a guy who, you know, has intercepted Jackson. Dooley, though, putting together a nice first half. 10 of 12 passing, 129 yards and a touchdown so far today.
Third down, 5. Motion right to LeBron. He'll set up on the right side. Nobody wide out. QB straight back, looks left, goes left, caught right at the first down, and that's what you want. Cameron Dover knew what he needed, makes the catch right in front of Kevin, and it's first down, Benedictine. Ravens, here's what they got going for them. They got plenty of time. Got the timeouts left, 2.5 minutes before halftime. and they're now less than 30 yards from the end zone. BC with three first-half touchdowns already. Mid-America with no points at all. Trips right side. Jackson Dooley. Here comes Zimmerman to the left side. He'll set up at the wing. Play action. Looking for Zimmerman. Looking for Zimmerman. Doing, and it's going to be one-handed by Tyler Watson. He's down at the one. Oh, my goodness. What a fantastic one-handed catch by Benedictine and Tyler Watson. Odell Beckham can't do any better than that.
That was impressive. Went up, had great coverage with one hand, and now we have reached the two-minute break.
We're taking a break, Joseph. The Ravens knocking on the door. 2 minutes to go in the opening half. It's all Benedictine. Ravens over Mid-America 21-0.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Here at Wilcox Stadium, Gus, it's obvious that you're a guy who's all about fair play and giving a guy his just due. And you were just saying, give it back to him and let Tyler punch it in here.
Yeah, line him up as the fullback, turn around, hand it to him, let him dive into the end zone from a yard out after that spectacular catch. Got to give him his chance. And now the Ravens are going to go big on this play. They're going to bring Eddie Swizlowski into the ball game, and they're going to line him up tackle left.
Harrison Schmidt is the inner tackle. Foot backs. Long count. And there it is. Watson is in for the score. Touchdown, Ravens. As it is, Tyler diving over the line and goes in. Benedictine stretches its lead to 27-0.
That was a really impressive run right there by Tyler Watson. Got the ball and just went airborne up over the stack and lands deep into the end zone. And for Benedictine, expands that lead now 27-0 with the PAT coming up here.
Here comes Christian Clovey. Man, there's the guy. You talk about a guy with a lot of points on the season. That would be him. Point after, it's up and good, and the Ravens on five plays go 41 yards in 2 minutes and 12 seconds, and we have a timeout with a minute 56 to go in the half. Now, Benedictine 28, Mid-America nothing.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
The Ravens getting this thing teed up, and Christian Clovey, Gus, has been a very, very busy guy for BC today, kicking extra points and kicking off, and here's another boot into the wind, and the return man will take it a yard deep. He's coming out. Let's see what he can do. Crosses the 10, hit at the 15, down at the 20, and that's where they'll be getting.
Colby Sexton along with Blake Dapkis on the kick coverage unit for Benedictine to make the stop right there. And for Mid-America, well, we've got a minute 48.
Okay.
You do have all three timeouts.
Asked you a minute ago, what do? You say, well, you got to run the ball now. They really don't have the time to run the ball. So do you throw the ball and risk 30-second possession?
Well, and the other thing you kind of risk when you throw the ball, I like Drew Miller as a quarterback, but he's thrown 15 interceptions now, already two of them today on their five possession.
Yeah, he's thrown 4 for 9 for 36 yards so far today. Now he's in pressure, hit as he throws the ball, and it's going to land on the Benedictine sideline. And Gus, I think that was a pretty nice play over here for the Ravens by Matthew Etzel, who made that catch about 6 yards over here on the sideline.
Matthew Etzel, a senior out of Topeka. What,
yeah.
Johnny Heinz, right?
T-Burg.
There you go. So, for Mid-America, they're going to start their fifth possession. And, Johnny, the way you started it is exactly what you talked about. You were worried about that 30-second possession and incomplete pass. You're going to set yourself up for that right now.
Benedictine may get a chance for that 60-second final possession drive that you practice. You know, the last set of things. Oh, is it picked off? It is intercepted by Benedictine at the 32-yard line. Peyton Joby just steps in front of the receiver and pulled that thing out of the sky.
What a job by Peyton. Worked right in front of the cornerback over there on that side. And as the quarterback let go of the ball, he realized that that thing wasn't going to end well because Peyton had the inside leverage on it, able to make the interception. Nothing the Pioneers could do on that play. It will be the third interception of the afternoon.
Wow. We've been to a lot of Benedictine practices. You, many, 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 many more than I have. But that last thing that they do is like a two-minute drill, right?
Yep.
So you can move the thing down the field and see if you could get a score and, you know, your clock management. Well, the Ravens got a minute 33, but only 32 yards from the end zone. So here's what you've been working on this series. Quarterback will take it. Back to throw. Fires over the middle. Caught at the 20. Breaking a tackle. Almost getting away. Osborne, he's down to the 15. Thought he was going to go.
Darn, Titan was a shoelace away from being able to angle towards that pylon over there on the northeast corner of the end zone.
That was Lester. Lester Johnson out of Metairie, M-E-T-A-I-R-I-E, Louisiana. Making the defensive play. First and 10. Ravens at the 15. Looking for another score. Hand off Ugorici. Gets outside. Turns the corner to the twin. Down to the 8, maybe, yard line. John Brown. The guy out of Garland, Texas. Not the Lawrence, Kansas John Brown. This is the Garland, Texas John Brown. And how about the guys who bulldozed the way, lead the run? How about Britton Smith out there?
Yeah, Britton did a great job of getting out, getting down the field, and leading that play, and a nice run for Benedictine. 55 seconds left here in the half. Checking back in will come. Tyler, I only need one hand to catch that, Watson.
There you go. Ravens, second and 5 at the 10. Tyler will scooch over to the left side, set up the wing there. Reverse, come back, lead block, Ugorici. He just couldn't quite bounce. He kind of pinballed around, but maybe a yard. Eli St. Justy with the stop. And the clock is rolling along now, 40 seconds, but that's still a lot of time down here. The Ravens with all timeouts remaining. And I'm telling you, if I'm Benedictine, I want to score right here. I mean, I wouldn't mind scoring. This is like, I really want to score right here. Third down 5 from the 11. Motion left, Titan. QB back. Looking left, looking tight, going tight. Goes to the back of the end zone and a diving effort on a short pass for Zimmerman, incomplete.
Yeah, and Zimmerman was a little frustrated as he wasn't able to get back and get that catch completed. It's going to stop the clock, and now the Ravens looking at it. It's 4th and 5, correct?
No, it'll be 3rd, I think, isn't it? No, 4th? The board says 4. There's a lot of confusion out here.
Now, the official's going over talking to Coach Cordova. I don't see any penalty markers on the field.
And the Ravens are going to bring the kicking unit in. So it must be 4th down. Even though the down box at the 10 says...
No, man downfield. Offense, number 8. That penalty is declined. 4th down.
And so I did not see the marker out on the field, and the problem was LeBron was down the field, but he had been covered up, so he was an ineligible receiver.
From the 10-yard line, Benedictine is going to be looking at a, 29-yard field goal. It is up, and it is perfect. Tell you what, we're going to hang on to it, Joseph, because there are only 12 seconds left in the first half. As Benedictine on that field goal is going to add to their lead. It is 31-0, Ravens. See, if you're a coach, you know how coaches are, man. They just want to have something to get after the guys about. They're going to say, guys, we didn't score on that short field possession. They're going to work on that this week. You know they will.
Yeah, and that's one of those you talked about. It. You can't practice that as well, you know, on Thursday as you are going to get it on a Saturday. And that's one of those things that today it's not going to make too big of a difference because Benedictine up 31 on the Pioneers, but in 2 weeks, that could be the difference in a game, right? So, again, three is nice, but you can't settle for field goals from now on.
Yeah, absolutely. You hear people talk about it. You see it all the time. Three is better than nothing, but you don't win games kicking a lot of field goals. You got to punch the ball into the end zone. And the Ravens have certainly, it's not like they haven't done that today. 31-0, and we're almost at halftime. Here's Kobe's kickoff, and this is going to be returned from the 7. Fielded in the middle of the field and hit at the 20 and rocked at the 21-yard line.
That time, not a whole lot of room to return that kick. And, again, you take a lot of punishment on a play like that just to get the ball back out to the 21-yard line.
Now, the plan for Drew Miller is a knee, right? Abram Phillips, what a great job on the kick coverage. And Drew Miller just going to, like, say, let's go to the locker room here. I mean, what? I'm not sure what else you would think to do.
He's going to line him up and spread the field. I'm not really sure why. Because, again, Benedictine also going to get the ball to start the second half.
6 seconds to go in the half. Mid-America first and 10 at their own 21. And they're lining up for it. Handoff running back. They went pretty conservative here. He'll get outside. He will get the line of scrimmage. Devin Andrews gains nothing. But we gain halftime. We'll be back here at Wilcox Stadium. As the two teams make their way to the locker room, we'll be back to recap it for you. Halftime score, the Benedictine Ravens 31, Mid-America nothing.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Back with me here, Wilcox Stadium, the Benedictine College campus, and thanks, sir. I see some Pioneer fans kind of getting up and stretching, and I'm guessing some of them are going to, like, go for a walk and get a little air and then get in their Buick and leave the campus. I mean, 31-0 in halftime. And if you try to sit down, and we were just kidding about the coaching thing a minute ago, try to find out, you know, what you got to work on, what you didn't do very well. For the Ravens, they're just not much. They played really well.
For Benedictine right now, very few things that you're going to be able to pull apart in this game and say, man, I need to work on this. And I think the one minor thing was you'd like to have cleaned up the 2-minute drive right there, but again, you're talking about a first half where you put up 271 yards on 36 plays. You only allowed 67 total yards in the first half. You rushed the ball for 90 yards, only 2 penalties for 20 yards in the first half, 17 first downs. Stop me when these numbers sound crazy, because I mean, for Benedictine, it's been a really good first half. There are going to be very few things that Coach Osborne is going to be able to look at and say, we need to get better here.
Yeah. Now, maybe the one thing you've got to do is make sure that your team, and this will happen at some time during the course of the season, and maybe with any luck it happens at, you know, in the postseason as well. You get a big lead on a team, and you've got to remember to keep your foot on the gas.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those things that, especially today, knowing that you're going to have, I'm just going to say it, you're going to have an off week next week, right?
Gosh, I can't imagine.
So at this point, I think that you probably, you know, there are a lot of games this season where we would see Benedictine, like, really phase out the starters right away. I think that you're not probably going to see the starters fade out until probably mid-fourth quarter at this point. So for Benedictine, I think you're going to have to get these, because guys are really just starting to get back into the groove of being able to go full game. So I think, again, you're going to see them play a lot deeper into this game.
Okay. For the Ravens, the numbers are not, like, crazy. 271 at half. I mean, you're on a 550-yard pace. That's really good. But I'm just so impressed with how Jackson has played today. 13 of 16 throwing the football, and I think one of those might even have been catchable, and a couple of them he got a little rushed on, and other than that, he's been great. But, you know, don't go 13 of 16 without some really good receivers making some really good catches.
Six guys have caught passes this afternoon for Benedictine, and, man, talk about the evolution of number nine so far this season, because he has gone from a redshirt freshman who saw the field a little bit to a redshirt freshman who, man, all he does is catch touchdowns, to a redshirt freshman who is your number one receiver right now, right? I think that when you start looking at the pass catcher crescendo, I think right now Titan Osborne is, when in doubt, throw it to Titan. And he's done a great job. Six catches in the first half for 104 yards, no touchdown to Long, that first play of the game for 45 yards. But TZ, two catches, 28 yards, and a touchdown this afternoon. Tyler Watson had that 28-yard reception. So for Benedictine, able to really spread the receiving room out a little bit. And it's been great to see how Titan Osborne has really stepped up in this offense.
Halftime here in Atchison, Kansas, to recognize some people who deserve that leg. The Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Cross Country Champions are 2025, the Benedictine Lady Raven Women's Cross Country Team. They got that and more going on, and we're going to take a breather. Second half coming up live here on Caribbean. Right now, with that halftime score, Benedictine 31, Mid-America nothing. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the studio for halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Gear Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Hey, we're visiting with Abram Phillips, Benedictine football player. Young man, good to talk to you. How's it going?
It's going good. We just finished up a great week of practice and we're ready to go.
Let's get to know you just a little bit better, and we're going to start with the Abram Phillips biography. Tell me a little bit about home and some of your background. How about that?
Perfect. So I'm 21 years old. I grew up in Olathe, Kansas. My father, Lee Phillips, and my mom, Kristen Phillips. Raised, I have two sisters. Grew up, always played sports. Always liked to compete with my sisters, probably a little bit too much. Just a lot of fun, very family-oriented, very sports-oriented, a lot of fun. I love my family, very family-oriented as well.
So with two sisters, are they athletes also, or do they do any sport?
They're athletes, but they actually chose the theater route. My sisters love to do choir and love to do theater. So maybe in a different life I was meant to do that.
I can see it. Thespian, Abram Phillips on the big screen someday, right?
Exactly.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about school. Give me about the major and things like that.
I'm a secondary education and social science major, so I'd love to teach history, geography, psychology, anything like that.
You see yourself in 5 years doing what and where?
I want to be a teacher at a high school. I'd love to stay in Kansas City, but I'm open to really where God wants to take me. I hope to coach one day as well, so hopefully coaching and having fun, making a difference in children's lives.
Have you traveled much? You talk about maybe open to going somewhere else. Have you been around the country?
Yeah, actually, this summer I went about as far west as I've ever been. My sisters live in Washington now, one in Seattle and the other in Yakima, Washington. So I spent some time out there in the Pacific Northwest, and I loved it. It's so different than out here. It's like a whole different world. I'd be interested to go out there. I'd love to maybe be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where my father's from. So really anywhere God wants to take me, I'm open to seeing it.
So you got family down in the Metroplex too?
Yep. My dad, he moved around a lot. He lived lived in Killeen for a while. You lived in Corpus Cove for a while. Also over in Texas.
Back to high school football. You played, you said, at Olathe Northwest, right?
Olathe North.
North. Okay. So, tell me the truth, Abram. How good were you?
Oh, we were good. You got to do some research. North's consistently one of the best programs in the metro. Coach McCartney is really second to none, in my opinion, as far as football mind goes. A caring individual. Can't say enough about the community and the whole school atmosphere here.
So you probably, playing on a good team, big school, you probably have classmates, former high school teammates who are also playing on Saturdays. Anybody I know?
Yeah, definitely. One of my best friends, Jacob Parrish, he starts at corner at Kansas State. If you're familiar with Isaiah Simmons, he went to Olathe North. One of my best friends as well, Arlen Bruce, he played at Iowa and Oklahoma State. So a lot of talent coming in and out of there.
So how does a guy from the storied program end up in Atchison, Kansas, playing football at Benedictine?
It's a funny story. So I was on the very first recruiting team I was going to ever have. But as soon as I stepped foot on campus, I visited with my mom on a day at office school. And I just fell in love with the atmosphere and the family feel that Benedictine has. I really enjoy that the professors care about you, that the coaches care about you, and they want to see you succeed beyond just being a player.
So tell me about the recruiting. Who was the guy that recruited you, and how did that all go? And were you looking at other places too?
I was. So Coach Gardenmire was actually my the athletic director was actually my recruiter. So him and Coach Cook, our defensive coordinator, were my main recruiters. And it came down really to me to Fort Hays State, one east side, and then Benedictine. And I think just the advantage of having my family nearby, being able to be near Kansas City, again, where my family's from, it was really attractive.
So with them close like that, probably able to get to most of many of your games, which has got to be great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you ever go to a game, you'll see my fans with big 43 Phillips shirts on every game.
I'm gonna be looking for that here this afternoon out across the stands. I'm telling you, this sounds exciting. Tell me about the teammates, and you got your defense has been spectacular, and that Javi, man, what a great start he's had to the year.
Yeah, man, Jack, Isaac, our whole defense, everyone they like to play their role. No one has an ego. Everyone just plays their role, does their job, and it's been working for us.
And they have just complemented one another so well. You've been able to take the ball away. A lot of takeaways already. What, like 8 in the first couple of weeks? That's phenomenal numbers. And you're probably waiting for yours, right?
Just waiting on it. I know I'm going to get one. Hopefully I get one this Saturday. Everything will work out.
So let's talk a little bit about just the whole Benedictine College experience. You talk about that you're going to be secondary education, so you'll be doing like some... Are you going to do student teaching and stuff like that here soon, or are you doing that education thing?
Yep, so I'll be student teaching either next semester or this coming spring. But, yeah, I'm really excited for it. I taught summer school in Leavenworth last summer. I have a lot of fun with it. I come from a long line of teachers and people that are involved in education, so I have a real love for it. And I have great professors that encourage me and are preparing me for it.
So... With that said, and you're looking to get to one of those schools and just kind of be around the area, you know, I kind of get in the vibe that Northeast Kansas, Northwest Missouri, this could be the new home for you.
Yeah, yeah. I love Atchison, really. My teammate, Heath Baker, likes to joke that I'm an honorary person from Atchison. So I have a lot of fun. I love how it's a little bit slower than Kansas City. You really get to meet people, develop relationships. It's very intriguing.
Had you ever been here before you came up for your first school visit? I mean, did you even know where the place was?
No, never, never. I really hadn't left Kansas City too much before college.
The fact that you left Olathe and had the good judgment to not end up at, like, Mid-America or something, you know, because it's blocks away from you. I'm sure they were reaching out too, probably, weren't they?
That's the funny thing. They really did not. My father was actually an All-American at Mid-America. That's how my family ended up in Olathe. So I kind of grew up going to their games, grew up on their campus. My older sister went there. But when it came time for me to get recruited, they didn't seem very interested in me. So that was added reason to go to Benedictine, kind of sticking to the home team.
Abram Phillips with us, defensive player on the Benedictine football team. Tell me something about you that we don't know. You got like a gift for maybe music. Do you play the banjo? Do you square dance? What is something that we would not have any way of knowing about you?
Funny enough, I play the piano. I grew up, again, my family's very music oriented. We always sang. We always liked to perform for our parents when we could. So I grew up, I played the piano while my sister sang. I played percussion in band up until freshman year of high school. I love music. I play some instruments. I like to think I'm pretty talented at it.
You have hobbies besides football and piano?
I really like to read. I know it's not the football player response typically, but I really do enjoy a good book.
Okay, let's talk genre here. I mean, we're not talking like Harlequin romances, right? Are we talking Tom Clancy? Are we talking John Grisham? What are we reading?
I really like more like self-help books, philosophy type books that can get me thinking on how I can be better, how I can improve, or maybe even just seeing a different part of life.
Are you a video game guy?
I am.
What's your game, and what's the one game that no one dares to challenge you at because you'll beat them?
All my teammates know that don't challenge me in college football. That game's off limits because it's an automatic win for me.
So you're great at college football. Do you ever do the Madden game, you know, like any of the NFL games?
Oh, yeah. Me and my roommate, freshman and sophomore year, every night we were playing Madden 2-3 games a night just to make sure we were always ready to go.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love this. Now, I keep asking the guys a question, and I think it's, you know, I know it's a little ridiculous, but it seems like it gives me a little insight into you. Pick one, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which is it?
Oh, man. I think I have to go with Superman. There's something about being able to fly and just be the baddest cat walking around at all times.
The Man of Steel, right?
Right.
Kind of like that defense.
Exactly. Bunch of tough guys running around playing fast.
Hey, well, I appreciate letting us steal a little bit of time away from you. It's so good to talk to you. Abram Phillips out of Olathe, Kansas. And, young man, we wish you the best this afternoon, the rest of the season, and go Ravens.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's time for your weekend sports update from the MSC Radio Group, your local sports authority. It was week 11 in high school football action last night, and a few 10-0 teams continued their perfect season. Taking a look at the scores from the MSC Radio Group, where we carried the game on Sunny 101.3. We had Rockford top Nottoway Valley 58-40. Hayden beat Jeff West, maintaining their perfect season. It was Hayden 43-29. In the Holton at Santa Fe Trail game, Santa Fe Trail maintained their perfect season with a final score of Santa Fe Trail 28, Holton 26. Although that two-point game was very, very tight, it wasn't the tightest in northeastern Kansas, as Nemaha Central maintained their perfect season by 1 point as they beat Sabetha last night with a final score of Nemaha Central 21, Sabetha 20. In the Rossville at Pick Colgan game, Rossville had a 27-20 victory to make their season 10-1. In the Riverside at Jackson Heights game, we've got an excellent recap from Care Radio's Tom Couts.
Last night on Care Radio, we had the Class 1A sectional game to put two NEKL teams head-to-head. Jackson Heights playing host to Riverside. Now, these two teams know each other really well. Matter of fact, they played game one of the 25 football season. That was a game won by Jackson Heights 14-0. And Jackson Heights looking for the rematch? Well, Riverside was not going to be an easy opponent. Right out of the gate, It was the Cobras with a long 70-yard pass that set him up in scoring distance, and Brody Browning took it into the end zone. It was Cobras out in front early, 6-0. Didn't stop Riverside. They bounced back with not one, but two scores in the first half. Both of them on one-yard runs by quarterback Breckham Griffin. And as the teams went to the intermission locker room, it was 14-6 Riverside. Second half, though, well, you had to give it to Jackson Heights. They put together impressive ground-oriented drives. They took tons of time off the clock, limited Riverside's possessions, and a touchdown run by Drake Mellies tied the game. And then late, it was a second score of the night for Brady Browning. He went into the end zone, and the final score, Jackson Heights 21, Riverside 14. So for the Cobras, they moved to 11-0. Riverside wraps up a fantastic season, as this team has really made a great turnaround and really put themselves on the map. Riverside wraps up the year at 8-3. Up next for the Cobras, a semifinal game against Rossville. I tell you what, the winner of this game is going to go to the state championship, and they are going to be a real contender. So again, next week it'll be Jackson Heights and Rossville. But last night out in Jackson County, it was the Cobras winning it over Riverside 21-14. Tom Couch reporting, Care Radio Sports.
Thank you very much, Tom. Excellent reporting, as always. You can find that game on our free website, mscsports.net, under the audio tab. In the Axtell game, it was Frankfort visiting Axtell, and Axtell maintained an excellent season with a 10-1 record as they beat Frankfort 60-14. Hanover advanced to a 11-0 season as they topped Lynn 50-0 yesterday in Class 8-man Division 2. That means that Axtell will now rematch against the Hanover Wildcats in the sub-state championship game on the road next Friday. That game will match Hanover, which now has an 11-0 season, against Axtell, who had their first loss in many years this season against Hanover, with the loss in their game this year 28-16. It was an ending of Axtell's 58-game winning streak, and it looks like the Eagles will have their chance for revenge. Another amazing game coming up will be the Jackson Heights versus Rossville game in Class 1A. The broadcast schedule for those games will be coming out on the MSC Radio Network early next week. As always, you can go to our free website, mscsports.net, to get the latest local scores, audio of past games produced and aired by the MSC Radio Network, including the scoreboard show from last night, and those athletes of the week. For MSC Sports, your local sports authority, I'm Joseph Kerr reporting.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Raven Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. High Country 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. We now go back to Tom and Gus Couch live at the stadium for second half action of BC Raven football.
Hey, welcome back to Wilcox Stadium, everyone. The two teams have come from their respective locker rooms. Second half, about ready to get it away with Benedictine. Enjoying, I'm going to say, a commanding lead. Is that fair? 31-0?
I'm not commanding enough at this point.
Yeah, particularly when Mid-America has really just haven't been able to generate much. I mean, they've thrown the ball for 36 yards in the first half, which is more than they rushed the ball for, 31 yards in the first half. So it has been a great defensive day for Benedictine. The Ravens, conversely, 271 total yards, 181 throwing, 90 rushing. So kind of a 2-1 ratio. I think probably Coach Osborne likes that number, you know, those relatively similar numbers.
been a good half for the Ravens. And Benedictine, by virtue of deferring, they're going to send the kick return unit out of the field. And Titan Osborne has taken over that second kick return unit spot. He's out there with JoJo. Joseph Longafuliana at the far side, Titan on the near side. We are set to go to the second half. Ravens, Pioneers.
Tell the Ravens' level of comfortability here in this second half. Went ahead and broke down the tents during halftime so that it was one less thing to do after the game.
Got those out of the way. Onside kick by the Pioneers and the Ravens. What a job by Tyler Watson. This guy's been everywhere.
The Ravens doing a real nice job, and there is a flag. I think the Pioneers got offsides right there, but a good heads-up play for Benedictine. And, Keith, that was 26, right?
Oh, it was, yeah, 20, it was 26.
Blake Dapkus, the other special team stud, doing a nice job of being wide awake right there. Now the officials taking time. Are they going to pick up the flag?
Yeah. We've got no further indication. Here he comes.
So even if you would have recovered it, Mid-America would have been onside. So
there's nothing worse than running a trick play and then goofing it up. It would never work. Had it worked, it wasn't going to work. First and 10, Ravens at their own 41-yard line. First possession of the second half. Starting at some really, really good field position. Motion to the right, TZ. QB, play action, straight back, looking deep, going deep, over the shoulder, way too tall. And he was looking for Osborne at the 35-yard line. It'll go incomplete. Gus, you know, it's common, you know, that we have pizza here. So just because it's been America, we're having pizza, don't read anything into that, okay? 14:50 to go. Just underway here in quarter number three. Jackson Dooley, who's done a fabulous job quarterbacking this Raven team for the past few years. He has some big shoes to step into, and he's certainly done that. Here's a handoff to Ugorji. Hit at the line of scrimmage. No advance. It'll bring up a third and long.
That time, Kevin Ledesma Garcia making the stop on the play. Doing a nice job coming up from that safety position, playing in the box and a TFL. And they're just going to say got back to the line of scrimmage. So no gain on the play. For Benedictine, they're looking at a third and 10.
We see it with a long, hard look over to the near side.
I have to laugh. Isaiah Hayes does see some of his family running around here. And, of course, from San Diego, they're all wearing their shorts.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of...
Didn't even have to pack the long pants for this trip.
A lot of shorts and T-shirts out of the crowd here today. Zimmerman will set right. QB straight back. In trouble. Steps out. Rolling. And just going to step out of bounds. Again, I thought he had maybe Longafuliana kind of open down the right sideline, but for the second time, he elects not to exercise that option. And Benedictine, Gus, is going to go three and out.
And for the first time this afternoon, we're going to see Scotty Robertson.
So Scotty,
you talked to Coach in the pregame about Scotty.
Yeah.
You like Scotty.
I love
to see Scotty.
Love Scotty. Scotty's a great guy, does a great job. Don't ever want to see him play. Isn't that kind of... You know, the problem with being a punter, nobody wants to see you playing. At least, you know, the people on your team don't want to see you do that. Here's the boot. It is a really nice one. And it is going to be caught on the run at the 25 with a head of steam. That return is going to come up and across the 40-yard line. That was a good return. And we got a Raven coming up kind of holding on to his back a little bit as he got kind of blindsided. I see it kind of a little blindsided here on the near sideline. He's going to try to walk this thing off. Mid-America's first possession of the second half will begin at their own 41-yard line. Ravens took a minute and a half. Gus could not generate a first down. And for BC, it'll be, again, 43 defense.
But down here on the near sideline, Patrick making his way over there.
Patrick,
pretty sure everything's okay.
You betcha. Quarterback is Drew Miller. We're going to have a new running back in for Mid-America, and they will hand the ball. No, the quarterback's going to boot left side. And Drew Miller, he's going to get 7 or 8 or maybe even 9 yards, just shy of a first down. Dylan Witherspoon with a Raven tackle. And give it to Mid-America, because you know there's no question Mid-America, they're just not going to wave the white flag here.
Yeah, for Mid-America, you got to figure that here in the second half, they're going to kick up the intensity a little bit and try to get the offense to generate just something. In the first half, only 67 yards of total offense.
So here we go. Quarterback back, throws left, wide open and undefended. Look out the up the far sideline at the 30, 25, running over defenders, and Raven's doing a poor job of tackling, and I'm not sure they ever finally get this guy to the ground. They all kind of stood him up and pushed and shoved, and Isaiah Haston will probably get credit for the tackle, but Mid-America is the team coming out with the momentum and the drive here to begin the second half.
Yeah, a little fire right now from this Mid-America offense, and it's kind of what we talked about a moment ago, that you got to generate something. So, again, maybe work with a little tempo will help to get the defense a little bit on their heels.
From just inside the Raven 25-yard line, Pioneers threatening on this possession. Movement to the right side. Quarterback will slide right, hit at the line of scrimmage, maybe short of the line of scrimmage, and the tackle right there.
That time getting up there to make the stop. Jason Anderson will bring up a second down and 10.
Fisher's going to spot her down. Yeah, they're going to put it right back at about the original line of scrimmage. And quarterback is still Drew Miller, but you talked about it. You thought, why have we not seen the freshman Aaron Johnson in there? Well, we are now. For Mid-America, he's in to begin and is still in here in the second half. QB back, throwing. He's got his man in the end zone. Touchdown, Mid-America. It was just that easy. Pioneers take it all the way down the field and the throw to Ion Carter. And we are at 11:29 to go in the third quarter. Do not close the book on this Pioneer team. They are looking for their first PAT of the game.
Yeah, that time Mid-America able to just breeze down the field after Benedictine went three and out and had to punt the ball away. That was a pretty easy possession for the Pioneer offense.
And for Mid-America, waiting for the PAT, long, long holdup. Luke will send it on its way, and good, we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break with 11:29 to go in the third quarter. Pioneers fighting back. Benedictine 31, Mid-America 7.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
For Benedictine, Gus, perhaps a little conversation along the near sideline, a few words of encouragement from the coaching staff to try to maybe say, hey, this game is not over. It is just halfway through. And Mid-America, they still want to win this game, okay? They don't want to go home right now and not be a part of this championship.
Here's the deal. For Mid-America, if you think about it, if they can win this ball game, they're not going to make the playoffs, but they are going to get a banner and a ring.
Yeah.
And probably a shirt.
Yeah. And doesn't feel good about it. Now, JoJo badly misjudges the ball. He's going to run it out from 8 yards deep. Oh, my. Up the right side. Longa Fuyana makes two gaffes on that return. Number one, he misjudges the ball, chases it around in the backfield, and then, for whatever reason, from 8 yards deep, decides to run it out. I do not understand, but I do know the Ravens are going to have the ball from inside their own 15-yard line on that return sequence, first and 10 BC. So I guess the upside of this is when you are 86 yards from the end zone, there is no play in the book that you can't use from here.
Now the Ravens are going to run a play off very late.
Do they have enough out there?
Yeah. Just ran 12 out to start this thing.
That's crazy. The Ravens not real focused right now. Here's a handoff in the middle and a gain of about three or four. Kicking it off the left side is going to be Ugorji, tackled by Elijah McFadden. So, second down and six. So, Benedictine, Gus, offense, defense, now special teams. All three of them come out of the locker room not ready to go.
He's kind of in a little bit of a haze right now.
A little disappointing. You cannot play teams like Mid-America, and certainly here in the upcoming weeks, teams that are going to be considerably better than Mid-America, cannot do that. 10:45 to go, running along in the third quarter. Ravens with the football, motioning to the right side is going to be LeBron. Jackson will stop over right wing. Now, defense is very confused. They're like moving all over the place, trying to get somebody covered up. Quarterback is back, steps up. Now a little jump pass thrown right into the ground, and for Jackson Dooley, There was no chance for Yagorchi to catch it, and Dooley's picking himself up off the ground, and the Ravens are going to have to, A, protect him. Remember, part of your keys to the game, don't get somebody hurt.
Right. So here's the deal. The Ravens have come out of the locker room, and there have been a lot of things that I think Coach is going to look at. And we talked about he's going to go into the break and not have a whole lot to complain about. He's going to come out of this, you know, first possession and now the start of this second possession and not be very happy with how the team has responded to this point.
For the Ravens, it's third down, 5 at their own 19-yard line. They do not want to get this thing right back. Motion right, Titan. Back to throw Dooley. Fires a pass. It'll be caught, and Zimmerman ran
short.
A 3-yard route on a 3rd and 5, and wow, they never understood that.
Yeah, but the official keeps giving him a little more. He's going to be short. He's like the nose of the football short.
Ravens are going to leave the offense in.
Yeah, they're going to bring in Wilburn. They're going to bring in Tyler Watson, and you're going to see Eddie Swizlowski into the ballgame. The Ravens looking at a 4th and 1 right here.
Wow, this is an interesting call for BC. 4th down 1. You're at your own 23. Now Mid-America's going to jam everybody up over to football. Motion's going to come over to the right side. Quarterback's going to keep it. He's got it by plenty. That was just a dive forward by Jackson Dooley. And that's a good play. That's a good play to know that you can make successfully.
But you know what else I like? Once he gets down, quickly jumps up and gets as far away from the stack as possible.
Get out of here.
Like, all right, pick up the first down and call it good.
Don't need any more contact than I have to have. So the Ravens jumbo package does exactly what it is designed to do. And BC's going to run a trio of receivers in and bring a trio of blockers out. 1st and 10, Benedictine at their 25. 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens in front, 31-7. Motion right, quarterback back, steps up, underhand, little shovel pass is going to be good for 5 yards. There's no way that was designed. That was completely extemporaneous by Jackson Dooley. John Brown with the pressure, and we got those guys are still unstacking at the 35-yard line. And Gus, Mid-America's getting a little more pressure on Jackson.
Well, that's the thing that I was going to jump into, is that it was a nice play in the sense of Jackson was able to get rid of the football, pick up 5 yards. But, again, we're seeing Dooley take a handful of hits so far here in the second half, and you really don't want to see that at this point.
Checking down 5, Zimmerman to the right. Hand up to the left. Bouncing outside, Yagorchi fighting. I don't know, he didn't get it. He's going to be a yard short.
That time as he came up, he got met right there by Kevin Ledesma Garcia, and Ledesma didn't allow him to pick up any more. They went parallel, and they didn't give him the first. Wow, they gave him a great spot, and that's going to be first down. I thought he was like a full yard back. You know, I thought he was running right at the 34-yard line, but they're going to say at the end he must have got to the 35. It'll be a 1st and 10 for Benedictine.
So for the Ravens, the offense is just by the skin of their teeth, keeping the drive alive. We're at 7:40 and counting to go in the third quarter. BC in front of Mid-America, 31-7. Right side is Yagorchi. Penalty markers sail late, and Jackson Dooley's visibly unhappy.
Yeah, he's really frustrated. We're going to get a penalty at the end. Matthew Patek makes a stop on the play, but I feel like we're going to see probably a holding call on this one.
Up one.
Yeah. So holding against Benedictine will back this thing all the way up to probably about the 25. Yep. So spot it down at the 25. It'll be 1st and 20 right there for Benedictine. And for the Ravens, it's going to be their third penalty of the afternoon.
Third 10-yard penalty for Benedictine. 1st and 20. This is going to be monumental. Benedictine's just been able to eke out 1st and 10. On this series. So here they are, 3 in the backfield, quarterback in the back on either side of him from the 25-yard line. And up will go Yagorchi. And as he gets outside, he comes up the hash marks, picks up maybe 5 or so. And if I'm Mid-America, I'm good with giving him 5. You know,
yeah,
5
as Lance Jones comes over to make the stop on the play. And for Benedictine, that's a run there by Yagorchi this afternoon. 14 carries for 79 yards. Second leading rusher is Jackson Dooley right now, 4 for 14, and Witherspoon sitting right now 6 carries this afternoon for 7 yards.
And Witherspoon is going to be running back right now. I think Benedict is still trying to get him, after a long, long hiatus with that injury, trying to get him back into the ebb and flow of things. Here's a pass over the middle. That's a great catch by Isaiah Haston, and he's going to fight his way to a first down.
What a job by Isaiah Haston, cutting right in front of Jeremiah Smith, able to make the reception, fight forward all the way across the 45 to the 47-yard line, pick up another first down for Benedict in this afternoon. The Ravens with that first down, 20 first downs today.
BC's going to go Cameron Dover to the right side and LeBron Jackson to the slot right. Single receiver to the left, first and 10 BC as they're approaching midfield at their own 47-yard line. Julie getting a signal from the sideline. Little handoff and a couple of yards picked up maybe by Dalton Witherspoon.
Yeah, nice run right there for Dalton. He's going to up his average. Jeremiah Smith makes another stop for Mid-America. And that's something right now we're seeing for Mid-America is it's no longer the linemen and the linebackers. It's been basically the safeties making tackles.
So Benedict, and quickly back up over the line of scrimmage. Now maybe they're kind of getting their stride a little bit. But what's happening, I guess, is one thing the Ravens did want to do, and I think that's accelerate the clock. Puck's been running and running and running. We're down about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, moving briskly. Ugorji is going to go motion to the right. This is an unusual alignment for BC, and Dooley's just throwing this away because, again, look at the pressure that he had coming on him. He was being chased back there by John Brown. Again, John's just a little bit of a guy, but he got some good pressure on in the backfield, and you also had one other press guy.
Was the other press guy coming up 8?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I had it as Prince Akituma.
That's what it says.
How about that? 6'8", 250-pound defensive lineman out of Newark, New Jersey, by way of Kent State.
Probably why John Brown looks small. When you stand by that 6'8 guy, 5'11", not looking so big. Third down, 5. Ravens across midfield at the Pioneer 48-yard line. Ugorji goes right, pass goes left, diamond catch short of the first down, and it's LeBron. They're going to say move it?
Yeah. Okay. The official never really saw where he caught that. He did catch it forward, and Eli Sanhuse makes the stop on the play, but not before the Ravens able to be credited with another first down.
Now, the same guy that you're just talking about over there, Gus, for Mid-America, Prince over there, he is really frustrated. He's looking at his coaches and throwing his arms out saying, we had him stop short, coach. Don't know what else I'm supposed to do. But Benedict, keeping the momentum, keeping the ball, drive is continuing down the field. Here's Ugorji into the crowd, gets about 4. He's inside the 40 at the 39 in the clock. How about this? 4 minutes to go in the third.
Tyson Kraft, a freshman defensive back out of Staley High School in Kansas City, makes a stop on the play for Mid-America. Right now for Benedictine, this is really what they're trying to do, is keep that clock rolling and get through this game.
So tell me what they're doing when they bring you Ugorji. This is the first time all season I've seen him really out as wideout. Quarterback is all alone in the backfield, Jackson Dooley. Now Ugorji will motion to the right, go all the way over, and now backpedal to the right side of the quarterback where he takes the handoff and spins forward to gain a yard.
The way they bring him from receiver and motion him across and then set him up in the backfield. I think what you're trying to do is just figure out what defense Mid-America is in. Are they running man or are they running zone, and how are they trying to disguise it right now? Because again, somebody follows him all the way across the formation. Now you understand it's man.
Okay, Tyler Watson back into the game. Third down, 5, Benedictine. And we're under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. This drive has been very, very time-consuming. Ugorji, nobody followed him anywhere as he crossed the field and then sets up in the backfield, stays in the block, quarterback back to throw, throws short right through the hands of LeBron Jackson, and incomplete. Fortunate it was not intercepted. And again, Gus, those receivers coming up, it looks like they're a yard short on each of these catch spots.
Yeah, and right now they're just finding bad places in the zone, and now checking into the ballgame, Dalton Witherspoon. They'll replace Ugorji on this fourth down call.
Coverage is by Lester Johnson, and the Ravens are going to leave the offense out there again and go for it on fourth down for the third time today. They're 2 for 2 in fourth down efforts, and we're going to have Dalton Witherspoon back there. Dalton has not picked up a ton of rushing yards. He's a very good blocker. And he is going to stay in two block on this fourth down call. Jackson flushed out, rolling, running. He's going to be able to get to the edge but not pick up the first down. And he's going to go down pretty hard into the Ravens sideline. And BC is going to turn it over on downs as St. Justice with the coverage. It is first and 10, Mid-America. He's got a Pioneer player slow to get up.
Yeah, he's a little slow to get up after he chased Jackson out of the pocket and kind of slipped and came down a little funny. So training staff going to come out and check on him as he'll get up and gingerly make his way off the field.
We are down at 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine continues to lead. It is 31-7, but the only points in the second half, Gus, belong to the Pioneers. In the second half, Benedictine has not put a ton of yards up. It's almost like you're playing, you know, defensive football right now, you know, just kind of playing it to get it to get to the end. Here comes the Mid-America offense from their own 35-yard line. They've got it first and 10. Quarterback three-step drop, looks over the middle, got a man, and it's going to be tipped and could have been picked, but it goes incomplete. The intended receiver for Mid-America. I can't find him anymore. It's Abram Phillips for coverage for BC. It's Quinn Neiman, the Claremont, Florida kid.
62 yards of total offense right now for Benedictine here in this third quarter. A quarter that has saw Benedictine only possess the ball twice. They had a three and out on their first possession. That one, a turnover on downs. And for Mid-America, only the second time here they've possessed the ball in the second half.
Second down, 10, still at their own 35-yard line. Pioneers with the football, Ravens with the lead. It's 31-7. QB will hand off. They'll sweep left, now cut into the middle. And for Devin Andrews, who, interestingly, let's call it that, is back into the running back spot, Jonathan Crow. Who's looking for game ball honors tonight, man. He makes another tackle. He's been so excellent today.
Now, the Ravens making a little bit of a switch on the defensive line. They're going to bring Anderson back in on the front line, and he'll be out there with Xavier Hernandez. Typically, you don't see those two guys on the middle at the same time.
Third and 7. Big call for both teams. Ravens going to keep this score, where it's at. QB's going to run. He's got room to run, and the Ravens are going to close on him after he gets across the line of scrimmage. Bring him down around the 42-yard line. Give him about 4 on the carry. Is that Peyton?
Isaac.
Or is that Isaac?
Isaac
Lopez. Okay, Isaac Lopez.
Former, what you got to figure, is a former high school teammate of quarterback Drew Miller there at Helias in Jefferson City.
Fourth down, Mid-America, and the Pioneers are making no bones about it. We know we're trailing by too much to punt it away. The ball is at the Mid-America 41, fourth down 4. They got to get it to the 45, and they're leaving the offense. Crowd making some racket here at Wilcox Stadium. We're down to a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Quarterback Drew Miller. Andrews, the running back. QB's back to throw. Fires one right flat. It's caught. It's short. The catch was made in an absolutely phenomenal defensive play by Abram Phillips. Made the stop and held him short.
Yeah, that was a great job by Abram Phillips. There's a little rub route out here on the right side. The linebacker had to fight over the top of a receiver, make a hit out in open space, and one-on-one tackling. He was able to stop the receiver a yard short of the necessary yardage.
So for the Benedictine defense, they bent just for a little bit, but, man, they toughened up and made a couple of big, big plays on that sequence, and the Ravens are going to get the ball in Pioneer territory with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. BC leading at 31-7, Ravens first and 10.
This is like the longest third quarter ever.
Yeah, and for nothing to have happened to speak of, and certainly not much for Benedictine, except here because they're going to score. Titan Osborne, touchdown Ravens, quarterback. Jackson Dooley dropped back, and somehow, some inexplicable way, Titan Osborne got loose. He was uncovered at the 10-yard line with the catch and the walk into the end zone.
Yeah, that doesn't get much easier than that for Jackson Dooley to Titan Osborne. He blew right by the defender, and I think what happened was the cornerback thought the safety was picking him up. The safety played up in the box. Nobody was there. The pass was high. Titan was able to run back, catch it, turn around, run into the end zone. Easy one play, 43-yard drive.
Kobe looking for the PAT, and he's got it, and we got a timeout on the field. Taking a break at 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ravens push their lead back. It's Benedictine 38, Mid-America 7.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Enjoying Benedictine football this afternoon here on Care Radio, and we invite you to enjoy Benedictine basketball a little later. 5 o'clock, the ladies' game, 7 o'clock, the guys' game, as BC opens up conference play here in the Nolan Gymnasium as they will host William Penn tonight. Both of those you'll be hearing live on Care as well. Here's the kickoff. It is a low bounder picked up at the 13-yard line. Pioneers up to the 25 and hit down to the 30, first and 10. Mid-America, 43 seconds to go, probably two plays left in quarter number three.
Matthew Castle, John, makes the stop on the kick coverage unit for the Ravens. Matthew, Olathe North High School. So another Olathe kid making a stop on the play.
Mid-America is going to sprint out on the field from the far sideline, and coming all the way this way is going to be Sam Gonzalez, a 6'2". Richard freshman, wide receiver to the near side, and quarterback Drew Miller. And Gus, oddly, Aaron Johnson, I'm wondering if he might be hurt a little bit or what, because he was in the game for a short time, and now he's back out. Pass over to the left side, and the defender grabs the receiver. I thought maybe even before the ball got there, it's Corey Thomas. He read that thing like a dime store novel and was back there to make the play.
Yeah, Corey Thomas, who's done a really nice job today, has an interception earlier on in the ball game. That time just fights right through his defender and almost is able to make another interception.
Second and 10. Cox stops with that incompletion just over a half a minute to go here in the third quarter. Drew Miller's had a hard day, and he's still got a quarter to go. This pass is going to be caught by his receiver out of the backfield, taken out at the knees by Peyton Joby. Somersaults to the ground, landing on the 35-yard line. Five really hard-earned yards. So Devin Andrews, give him total credit for hanging on to the football. And now they're going to mark him back. They're going to take some of that away and mark it only at the 33. And they're going to say, you know what, that's the end of the third quarter. We'll be back, fourth quarter here at Wilcox Stadium, coming up after 3. Benedictine 38, Mid-America 7.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Because Benedictine, along with many other very, very fine departments, has a strong math department, and those guys up there would look at the scoreboard and say, it is impossible for Mid-America to win. They cannot have enough possessions to score enough points in the fourth quarter to take a lead.
That wasn't great at math, so I'm going to throw that out there. But, yeah, you look at the second half for Mid-America, this is only the third time they've touched the ball, and now we're moving into the fourth quarter, and right now you find yourselves trailing by 31 points. So, yes. Easy to say that at this point, Mid-America is looking at a uphill battle that's, you know,
yeah,
probably for not.
Going to have to score five fourth quarter touchdowns if the Ravens score nothing here in the fourth quarter.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's no small task. We'll see how it shakes out as Mid-America
switches directions. They will be going from right to left here in the fourth quarter. The sun will be behind them. And that brings me to a question I'm going to ask you. The shadows are getting kind of long. Quarterback back to throw. Miller sets in the pocket. Penalty markers with the hold. Pass over the middle is going to be caught at the 50, but that's all coming back. Okay, my question for you is, and I've heard coaches go back and forth on this. Let's say you're out here on this field today, and the sun is very bright, cloudless sky, and the shadows are very long. And that means the sun is, you know, shining from the back of the quarterback. So which way do you want to be going? Do you want to have you be going with the sun behind you? But when the receivers turn around to look at the quarterback, the sun is now in their eyes. So where's the benefit? Which way do you need? Which is the better?
Run the ball and you don't have to worry about the sun.
Run the ball. I like it. Now you're talking. Penalty marker is going to be taken back to the 23. So from the point of infraction, it'll bring up a third down, 17.
After this play, we'll talk about the scores around the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Drew Miller has his running back in his right hand. Motion by Desmond Williams all the way across the field. Third down and very long. He'll set up. He's hit. And as he's going to the ground, throws the ball. And it's going to be incomplete. Is that Abram back there again?
Is it?
No, it's Castile.
Yeah, 45, not 43. So play Castile, the senior out of just up the road in Maryville, Missouri, with the hit on the quarterback.
So for Mid-America, fortunate to have gotten that ball away harmlessly. And Benedictine will bring its kick return unit on the field. Out there for the Ravens, it will be Joseph Lacapuliana at the Benedictine 30. Under the ball for Mid-America, Luke Hardman standing at his own 9-yard line, waiting for the snap from Blaine Blevins. Snap is very low. He's fumbling it.
False start, or delay a game.
Wow, that was a break for Mid-America because that was getting blocked.
Take a look at the games going on around the conference. How about this? Central Methodist up 34-21 on Missouri Valley with 5 minutes left in that contest. So it looks like Valley's going to back out again. Peru State leads Culver Stockton 42-35 with 2 minutes left. William Penn leads St. Ambrose 28-7 with 5 minutes left in that game.
Ravens are expecting about a 35-yard punt. Lacapuliana at the Raven 45 snaps the line. It's blocked! It's blocked! Rolling around to the 20-yard line. Ravens are going to just get away, and it'll be down at the 22. And BC has done it again. Because we knew a moment ago, it looked like they were going to block that one that was blown dead with the delay of game call, and they got right back there again. Didn't stuff it on the ground, but they got a hand on to knock that thing down.
Wow. Yeah, and I'm confused because I know who 33 is. I'm just making sure that's B33 that we're thinking. I didn't know it was Dalton Witherspoon back there that blocked that punt.
Well, there are only two 33s that I'm showing, and yeah, the other one is not who that is.
Well, yeah, that's where I'm at, too. So, I do like how Dalton is, it goes height, weight, year, and then the other 33 is year, height, weight.
That's okay. Ravens with the football to pass to the end zone, just out of the reach. Zimmerman.
Case was just calling for that. You know, just throw one down the middle of the field for Teasy and just let him take it to the house. And, man, the Ravens right there checking back into the ballgame for Benedictine. Is going to come David Wilburn, the 6'4" freshman tight end out of Millersville, Missouri.
Okay, here's the matchup I've been watching over here. See LeBron Jackson for Benedictine, and he's being covered by Lester Johnson. LeBron is a bigger guy. Lester's been banging him and bumping him, and these two guys have been getting after it all afternoon. Second down, 10. Ravens still at the 22-yard line of Mid-America. With the back on his right hand, Jackson Dooley calls the signals, looks left, throws left, and I tell you what, that was a really smart play by Jackson to throw it away from that oncoming defender, because had he put it on the inside hip of Titan, that's intercepted.
Yeah, that was going to be a tough pass for Titan to try to come down with, but again, Dooley's going to go back and look at the film and see that he had David Wilburn coming unscathed down the middle of the field.
So now for Benedictine, 3rd and 10. Coming off that block punt, the Ravens would like to capitalize on that opportunity and put another touchdown on the board. Way, way, way right side is going to come Osborne. The fellow slot at the hash mark. QB rolls, being chased, goes to the middle of the field. It's caught at the 12, and that is going to be right at the first down marker, LeBron Jackson, because that's the matchup we were looking at.
Take some strong hands to hold on to that football. He had the defender get a hand in between that, and somehow LeBron was able to still hold on to it. Eddie Swizlowski into the ballgame. Tyler Watson in. The Ravens looking at a 4th-and-1. They're going to leave the offense out on the field. This afternoon, Benedictine has gone for 3 of these and converted on 2 of them so far.
And I thought he had picked up the first down, but the spot is clearly just almost a full yard short at the 14-yard line. With the eye set up in the backfield and dotted by Ugorji, the handoff, the first down at the 10, at the 5, first and goal, Benedictine. Needed a yard, I give him 10.
So what are you going to do, right? Run to the left side behind Eddie Swizlowski, pushes forward, picks up the first down. Also Trace Madrid, and finally Austin McFadden able to stop the Raven running back just shy of the end zone. It'll be first and goal at the 5.
And for Benedictine, they've scored about every way possible, and now they're looking to continue to hone that punch-it-in offense.
Okay, so the running back on that 4th down who was able to convert, 28. Zamar is in there as your back.
So Zamar talked to his granddad before the game. He was excited, senior day for his big brother. We're going to take a timeout. Let's do it. We're going to catch a quick break. 12:22 to go in the game. Ravens in front of the Pioneers, 38-7.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Good to have you back with us here at Wilcox Stadium. Sunny Saturday in November, and at 12:22 to go in the ballgame, Benedictine looking to just put a little bit of with this be. We were talking about the banana split today, the 3 scoops, the football, and then 2 basketball games. Is this like putting a little bit of the whipped cream, you know, in between the scoops or what? As they look to add another touchdown on this one today.
Raven's going to bring in the 2 tight ends. They're going to have Zimmerman and Tyler Watson in on this call.
You're going to put Dover to the left, Titan to the right. Zamar is your running back. They bring a fullback in front of him. Hand off Hernandez. He's at the 5. Cuts to the corner. Stiff arms. And is going to come up just short of the pylon. It'll bring up a 2nd down.
For a second, I thought he was going to get underneath that would-be tackler out there. It looked like Lester Johnson is going to get credit for it. And for Benedictine, they're going to be looking at a 2nd and goal from the 2. Swizlowski back in. Avery Fuller, the 6'5" tackle out of Preston, Iowa, will check in.
And a long look over to the near sideline, and it will still be the Ravens. 5'11", 165-pound redshirt freshman, Joe Phoenix. That's Zamar Hernandez. Motion left. Hand off Zamar. Bounces out. Cuts in. Goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. Zamar Hernandez goes into the end zone and pushes the Benedictine lead now to 44-7.
Nice little cap right there for Zamar Hernandez. And now the Ravens have a player a little slow to get up out of the end zone.
Here's the thing. Zamar has been battling a little bit of an injury, so he had been off for a little bit. And we're going to hang on to it here just a minute before the PAT as they get that young man attended to. Mentioned triple dip today. We have basketball coming up here on Care Radio. Ladies game at 5 o'clock, men's game at 7 as BC begins conference hoops action in the Nolan Gymnasium. Both teams, they all have some games under their belt already, but the conference games getting ready to start here today.
Isn't that crazy that we're already looking at conference basketball? But, I mean, you look at the calendar, it's already middle of November.
So, players up, coming off the field a little slowly, but under his own power. So,
now for the Ravens, one of the big advantages is they're hoping to get an off week next week and make sure everybody gets back to 100%.
We're so excited to watch that reveal tomorrow. We'll keep you posted on Monday morning on the Cario Sports. Just what has happened? What has transpired here? And here we go. For the PAT, Jackson takes a low snap, but spots it. It's up. It's good. We're taking a break. Time out of the field. The Ravens push the lead with 11:52 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine 45, Mid-America 7.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Okay, love my Benedictine football, guys. Let's start off and make that very clear. And yet, it feels like the second half here today is taking a minute. Or maybe that's just me. I don't know.
No, I think a lot of it has been there. Just hasn't been a whole lot of, I don't know, momentum here in the second half. It's been just kind of muddled by some turnovers, some punts, and just not a good, you know, crisp play at this point.
All right, here we go. Christy Kloby's kickoff is his best and deepest of the day, and it literally goes out the back of the end zone on the fly. It lands a yard beyond the back line. And so for Mid-America, I mean, they were in dire straits a moment ago. It is worse now, trailing with less than 12 minutes to play, 45-7. Again, scoring 38 points in 11 minutes. Going to be tough. Here comes the Pioneer. QB, quick pass, slant, nicely done. 35, down across the 40, 41-yard line. Mid-America, quick 15-yard hitter, moves the chain.
Josh Boone, the sophomore at St. James Academy, comes across and makes a stop on the play, but not before the Pioneer is able to pick up a first down. And now you're starting to see the Ravens shift some new guys in on defense, and I think that's kind of what we anticipated when we were talking at halftime, that we thought you would see, you know, some of those younger guys get a shot, but it wouldn't be until about the fourth.
Pass into the right flat is caught just across the line of scrimmage by Zane Hall, and immediately will be escorted out of bounds on the near side by Xavier Woods. It'll be a very short gain when it's all said and done. Picking up a couple of yards to the 43, second down 8.
Nehemiah Hicks will check out of the ballgame. We're going to see Blake Dapkis go in there as the cornerback on the far side of the field.
We get inside 11 minutes to play in the game. Mid-America looking at a second down long. They'll set up wing left, and quarterback's confused. That's a broken play. He's just going to boot to the outside and actually pick up 3 or 4 yards on it, but he turned one way to hand the ball off. Running back wasn't there. He got in the other direction, and suddenly you got Drew Miller going, well, I guess I'll just try to get what I can.
Yeah, he tries to dive forward, and it was Anthony Longren that makes the stop on the play, a freshman out of Blue Valley.
But America has really stayed with the Drew Miller, Devin Andrews quarterback running back duo here today, with maybe a series or so exception. Those two have been the guys for the Pioneers.
Mid-America looking at a 3rd and 8. They're 2 of 8 this afternoon.
Motion left. QB looking. Chase hit. Oh! Jumping on top of him and just right into the crowd. Dylan Bennett. He leaped. He's like Spider-Man. Leaped in the air. Lands on top of him. And at 6 foot 260, there's no way Drew Miller was staying up.
Wow, that was an impressive play right there by Dylan Bennett. And here's the deal. We talk about the Ravens are running some new guys into the ballgame. Well, the problem is they're running that secondary in there. They're still kind of shuffling that front defensive line. And right now it's that Dylan Bennett, Xavier Hernandez, Joseph Abrams, and Jonathan Crow defensive line.
And Mid-America is really flirting with the idea of leaving the offense out there on 4th and 13 or 14 at the 39-yard line. And now they come to the decision that punting is the right call. And
delay?
By the time they get it figured out, it's a delay call.
Yeah. Let's start timeout now.
Oh, we're going to get a Mid-America timeout prior to the penalty.
Okay, so the marker had landed on it. I watched it fly out of that guy's pocket. So let's take a break, Joseph. 9:20 to go in this afternoon's football game. All Benedictine here in Atchison, Ravens 45, Mid-America 7.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Well, Joseph Buckle-Pignon goes back for the return. He settles in at his own 25-yard line. JoJo making a nice return on a kick just not that long ago. Snap is back. Boot is away. It's high. Really short. The fair catch will be called for and executed at the 32-yard line. Ravens are going to have the ball from there. First and 10, Benedictine. BC at their own 32-yard line. And now what kind of a timeout are they calling here on the field?
Just calling a quick media timeout.
Oh, okay. We should hang on to it, don't you think?
Yeah, let's do it. As you see the Ravens huddling up around head coach offensive coordinator Joel Osborne out on the field and kind of getting everybody in place as to where you're going to play, what our personnel is going to be for the last 9 minutes of the ball game, and kind of look like maybe going to make a quarterback change.
That certainly would not be a surprise, as I'm seeing 15 over here on the sideline with about half of the other offense. Oh, shoulder pads is up on, holding their helmets in their hand and kind of chatting up on the near sideline, probably making supper plans, you know.
The only disappointing thing is Jackson Dewey, if he's done for the day, is going to fall about 47 yards short of 1,000 yards passing against Mid-America. Hey.
How's it going around the conference today, man?
How about at the Jenner today?
Okay.
24-24.
Wow.
Baker has gone to Graceland, and right now we are tied at 24 with 11 minutes left in that contest. I think that's the real one that, you know, is going to jump out at you right now. Other games going on around the conference, Central Methodist, a winner on Senior Day in Fayette. They defeat Missouri Valley 34-21. Peru State holds off Culver Stockton 42-35 today. William Penn started the fourth quarter, leading St. Ambrose 35-7. Grandview with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, leading Clark 44-0. That was a 7-0 game at the end of a quarter. We talked about it just a second ago. Baker and Graceland knotted up at 24 with 11 minutes to go. Missouri Baptist leading William Woods 52-14 with 4 minutes to go in that game, or in the third quarter. Wow. So Missouri Baptist taking out some aggression this afternoon.
And then you're going to have, you know, a few minutes to kind of think it over, retool, and, you know, spring practice for those guys to be here pretty quick, right? All right, here we go.
Spring ball was one of those things that always creeps up on you.
Yeah. But was it fun?
No.
Nope. Like spring ball, or was it just like brutal?
Brutal.
No joy in that. So the Ravens with all kinds of unfamiliar numbers. We're going to be dealing with them as the handoff right here. Uh-oh, it's a 35, 45, 50, 45. But finally, Benedictine running back is going to be run
Robbie.
Down. It's Robbie Sharp. Wow, Lester Johnson had to catch him from behind.
Yeah, so we saw something you don't see a whole lot. You watch Eddie Suzuki on that play come from the left guard, pulled to the right side, kick out blocking. All of a sudden, there was just like a highway right there for Robbie Sharp as he explodes across the 50 down to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, if I'm a running back, I'm like saying I want to follow Eddie anywhere because, like, he's just so good at what he does. Big, strong guy. Here we go. It is 1st and 10, Benedictine now to 44 of Mid-America. A little shifting, quarterback back to throw. Steps up, rolling. Now he's going to run at the 40, 35. Tripped up and stumbles for it. I thought he was going to get about 15 or 18 more yards, but nice work by Mark Harris there. Elijah McFadden will get credit for the tackle, but had he not gotten him a little fingertip on that foot, I thought he was going to go for a chunk board. Just kind of fell well for the Raven. Now Benedictine is going to go to the bench. And checking into the game is going to be Zoe Olade.
Olade. Big guy, plays that tight end, really like his size out there.
1st and 10, BC at the 31. Running back to the 30, 25, 20, 15-yard line. These young guys have come out. They are pumped up, happy to be there. Robbie Sharp with another big run.
Yeah, Robbie Sharp is a guy who just knows how to get that big play. So far this season, Robbie Sharp, 267 yards rushing coming into today. How about this? Robbie is the number two rusher on this team this season.
Incredible. All right, here we go. Ravens another first down at the 16-yard line. Threatening. Deep in Mid-America territory. Motion will work its way over to the right side. Quarterback Mark Harris out of MHMA. A handoff, Robbie. He will get across the line of scrimmage. Give him about 7. He's at the 10-yard line. Got a Mid-America player who's a little slow back getting up, and now he kind of gets himself up on his hands and knees and climbs to his feet.
Hey, got a halftime score for you.
Okay.
Little interesting score.
A little hoops action.
No, we're going to go outside hoops, and we're going to go to the beach, as right now Warner is leading number 2 Kaiser 21-14 at half. So Kaiser struggled a little bit in the early going, but they've been here before and then turn around and win like 58-21, right? So, again,
I'm
one of those.
With Kaiser coming from behind.
Yeah,
so I know they're capable.
One of those things that, yeah, you might keep an eye on it, but something to look at. A lot of basketball going on around the conference.
Again, the Ravens are going to shift a tight end into a fullback spot. This time it's going to be Gus Olade, and then they give it to Robbie Sharp. Ravens first and goal at the 5. BC just pounding the ball downfield now. Look at him go. Tyler Jones with the tackle. 1st and goal, Ravens. Robbie's saying, give me it one more time. I want to light some lights up on that board. Benedictine already in front, 45-7. Looking for their 50th points of the day. Now the quarterback's going up under center. Puts a lot at fullback. We'll turn, hand off, Robbie gets to the 5, the 4, maybe the 3, and it's going to bring up a 2nd and goal.
Yeah, just running off that left side that time, following Jefferson Otter, a 6'2" sophomore out of Norton, Kansas.
Mid-America's Blake Schroeder with the stop.
You know what Norton's known for?
I give up.
Wrestling.
Okay. Fair enough.
Right, Norton Hoxie. Definitely.
We just had some Hoxie folk in here a second ago. They could tell you all about that. Here we go. 2nd down call. Robbie goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. How about that, Robbie Sharp? He found a little space because he hits the hole fast.
That is his 5th touchdown of the season right there for Robbie Sharp, the running back out of Kansas City, St. Pius X High School. And Benedictine going to run their kick unit into the ball game. Harrison Schmidt looking around for his helmet, and he says, I'm going to get back out there for another Christian Kloby PAT.
Ravens bringing out some new guys out there. You've got, who we got? Offensive lineman, Harrison. He comes darting out. placement, kick, and there's another point. Ravens lighten her up. We're going to take a break. 4:54 to go in the game. BC about to hit its 10th consecutive win. It's a Ravens 52, the Pioneers 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stadium is where Raven fans are settled in and feeling good and soaking up the warm weather and enjoying a massive Benedictine lead, 52-7. Here's the kick by the Ravens. It'll be fielded at the goal line, and Mid-America's going to bring it out all the way across the field. Brian, the 15, but short of the 20-yard line. That last series, 7 plays, 68 yards, 4 minutes, 15 seconds on the Robbie Sharp touchdown, and I'm going to correct a couple of things. The kick, the PAT, was by Kyler Harouche. And what you got there?
Out of St. James Academy.
The thing is, SJA guy?
He's also the guy who did the kickoff right there for the Ravens. So to talk about Benedictine with. Now, I'm going to tell you, he's not a redshirt freshman, so don't get, you know, confused. He is a sophomore.
Actually a sophomore. Yeah. Another great young player coming up for Coach Osborne and Benedictine. Little wraparound handoff, and Mid-America's got the starting 11 out there. Short yardage in the middle. Matt Edsel with the tackle for BC on Devin Andrews. And this, by the way, also, we'll do the math. BC was 1-1 and has not lost since. So this will only be their 9th consecutive win here today. I think I'm going to go ahead and call it. I'm hitting the limb.
Okay.
Going out on it. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the game. 52-7, Benedictine. I project a winner.
You know, that's a real good question. Total points scored for Benedictine this season. This has to be pretty close to a record for most points scored in a year.
Gosh, they've been in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
Trey Williams with a tackle along the near side. A pass into the flat. Leaves Mid-America looking at a 3rd-and-2 at their own 28-yard line. And for the Pioneers, guys, I'm not seeing anything particularly creative. I'm not seeing the utilization of any new or untested players, you know, like they're experimenting or trying to figure something out. Yeah, I know. It's the last quarter of the last game, and I think that they're, I'm surprised the buses haven't pulled around. I think I saw the pizza delivery man here a minute ago. So they should be set for supper. Here's a handoff. No, quarterback would keep it, throw it. Nice completion and a tackle from behind up near the 40, but it'll be a Mid-America first down.
Matthew Castle, John, makes the stop right there for the Ravens, but not before the Pioneers able to pick up another first down right there. They're nearing double digits on the afternoon. That is their 9th first down of the day.
So here comes the Mid-America offense, but you know what is also moving? That clock, and it's fast, and it's under 3 minutes left.
You have to go all the way back to September the 6th is the only time this season Benedictine didn't score 30 points.
Here's a little handoff into the left side of the line, and the Ravens quickly closed up on. They got Aaron Johnson back in now on his last possession of the afternoon. The ball is going to be up short of the 50-yard line at the 48. Second down call.
Christian McAfee makes the stop on the play right there for the Ravens. Christian is 6'3", redshirt freshman out of Sabetha.
If this is not an incomplete pass, this will be the final play before the 2 minute timeout. Mid-America, look at it, a 2nd and short.
They technically wouldn't have had to snap it either.
No, they did not. Hand off right side, 1st down gained, and we're going to take a break as the ball pops loose. Wait a minute. Ravens jump on it. Is it down? Is it loose? They're going to call it down, and we're going to take a break. We'll return to Mid-America having a 1st and 10, but with a minute 56 left in the game, Ravens 52, Pioneers 7.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back in the K-Radio Sports Studios. Been there since, like, before daylight this morning. He's going to be there till maybe daylight tomorrow morning. And how about that? So we have basketball coming up after this one. 2 minutes. They're going to reset the clock to 2 minutes to play. I wonder what he's going to get.
Is that? Yeah? Right?
Yeah, I don't know what he left to go pick up.
But it's.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought so, too.
For sure. There's no question about that. First down. Mid-America. Could be. First and 10. Pioneers of the Raven 46. A little play action. Quarterback will throw to the right side. And you know what? Not only was that a devastating hit, but the Ravens did a splendid job of keeping the receiver slash ball carrier in the field of play.
Case, you got that at 41, Castle John. And 10, also Anthony Longren over there on the stop for the Ravens. That was a punishing hit for Benedictine.
Yeah, Quinn Neiman is the guy who took the brunt of that after making a catch and picking up all of 2 yards. Second down, 8 at the Benedictine 44. Clock is moving mercilessly, or maybe, depending on which side you're at, mercifully, here with a minute 20 left. Quick snap, quick pitch, sweep it to the outside, leaning in close to the 40-yard line, 2, maybe 3 more yards on that run to the left side, and it is
going to be Colby
Johnson again.
Yeah, Colby Sexton in there on the stop right there for Benedictine.
Inside a minute to play. Gus, what a great season this is going to be. We've been talking about it. If you're a Raven fan, you got to watch him. You got to start paying attention here to where the postseason is going to take this team. The conference champions, the all alone, the sole conference champions in the heart of America. And they will be hoisting the trophy by themselves here in half a minute. Blake Dapka's making a tackle over on the right flank. Mid-America will have a first down.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, right? Benedictine has been the conference champions the last couple of years, but it's been the whole three-way tie. This is a little different, right?
Yeah.
It feels better.
Yeah.
It feels clean. You are the outright conference champion of the South, and for Benedictine, punch their ticket to see what happens tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Motion to the middle of the field. QB, he once went in the end zone. He's got his guy. That was a great catch that he dropped at the goal line. I thought he had it for a minute, but two defenders led by Anthony Longren. Man, they collapsed on that ball carrier. 25 seconds left, and it will be incomplete second and 10.
Neil Ian Hicks also in there for the Ravens. And, yeah, how about this? Only 3:30. You won't have to, like, race down.
You got an hour and a half to get down to the Nolan and get things all set up for hoops. Lady Ravens ball game at 5 o'clock here on Karen and the guys at 7.
All is right in the world. The Ravens are going to win here today. You got 2 basketball games. The Hurricanes are already leading North Carolina State 10-0.
Woot, woot. Here's the quarterback. Oh, he's going to run out of this. Nice job. You're going to go with a little feet first slide at the 20, and I don't think they can get another playoff. I don't think they're fast enough. They're trying. 12 seconds, 11, 10. That guy's downfield. They're in no hurry to get back. 7, 6. Miller's hurrying up, calls. He'll get the snap. Looking right. Going for the end zone, and it is intercepted to end the game. Picking it off, Blake Dapkus, and that will put the exclamation point on a huge Raven victory as Benedictine will end the regular season 10-1, champions of the South Division of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And we'll be back to summarize it all and tell you what it all means when we return. Final score, Benedictine.
That concludes the second half of Benedictine Football on Hot Country 93.7. Stay tuned for the B&P Propane postgame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
All right, those are the fans, the Raven team, out in the middle of the field, and they are just very rightfully celebrating a win here this afternoon. Trevor, fantastic. Hope you're at Wilcox Stadium.
Yeah, it was a great season for Benedictine, able to cap off the solo champions of the South Division. It's also kind of nice feeling right now for Benedictine. Ravens come away with a nice 52-7 win this afternoon. Jackson Dooley, 19 of 28 passing, 265 yards, two passing touchdowns. New Gorgie today, 16 carries for 83 yards. Your second leading rusher on the season, Robbie Sharp, 6 for 54 and a touchdown today. Zamar Hernandez, 3 carries, 13 yards and a touchdown. And Dalton Witherspoon, 7 carries, 12 yards this afternoon for the Ravens. Benedictine was led in receiving by Titan Osborne. 7 catches, 147 yards and a touchdown. Tanner Zimmerman, 3 catches, 32 yards, 1 touchdown this afternoon. I'm telling you, this was a fun afternoon for Benedictine.
The Ravens did everything they wanted to. They moved the ball on offense. What'd you say? Almost 500 yards of offense. The defense was spectacular. Gave up 65 rushing yards. 4 interceptions? Are you kidding me?
Four interceptions was a great day, right? Isaiah Hastings, Corey Thomas, Peyton Jobe, and then the final interception of the afternoon was Blake Dapkus stepping in front of that one at the goal line. And so for Benedictine, it was a great day. Isaiah Hastings moves to 7 interceptions on the season, so he's nearing Shim, but it's going to be tough. He would still have to get 1 to tie, 2 to pass him. But for Benedictine, hoping to have lots of football left.
No question about it. We'll be finding out tomorrow when the national reveal is made at 6 o'clock here on Q-Ready. We will keep you up to speed on what the future holds for these Ravens. Know for sure that they are not done yet in 2025. Hey, figured out not done yet. We're not done yet. We got college basketball coming up on Q-Ready. Lady Ravens at 5 o'clock. Guys at 7. BC begins conference basketball play at the Nolan. We'll have those games. Ravens and William Penn coming up for you here in a little bit. Really got to thank you for having joined us. And congratulations, Coach Osborne and Benedictine. They end the regular season at 10-1, and the work is not yet done. Final score today, Benedictine 52, Mid-America 7. And a tip of greet to next time for Joseph in the studio, producing and engineering. For Case to my right side, and Gus Kouse with me to my left. Tom Kouse, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine College football here on Hot Country 93.7. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown local Napa store. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.